here since Ben here was invented, okay? Stuart Horn is the man. He is the voice. And I'm just the assistant. I'm the assistant voice of the Penguins. And we hear his theme music. That must mean Stu is in the building. Stu, are you here?
Josh, I'm here, and I am so excited to be calling this game between the Penguins and the Silver Swords at a Chaminade University. This night, Josh, may very well. Now, I'm not predicting anything. I'm hoping a little bit, maybe a half a prediction.
Okay.
But I'm feeling it tonight, and I think the DUs, even though they've got five players who are out yesterday
with
the flu, five players sat out practice.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
I've been here 10 years.
Well, it's going around. We're not the only college athletics program, I should say, Stu, that's dealt with that.
Yeah.
We have the Florida Gators down there. They're dealing with the flu as well.
So I watched Chaminade warm up with you, but the DU ladies look very spry, very fleet of foot, jumping well, setting, practicing, everything going nicely here in the pregame. And I'm going to throw it out there, Josh. I think the Penguins may get their very first conference win, NC2A Division II volleyball conference win tonight. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for. A big shout out, a big aloha mahalo to the Silver Sword fans from Chaminade University around the world listening in on radio.dominican.edu tonight. Of course, big shout out to the Penguin fans listening worldwide, alumni, Penguin fans, parents, everybody listening from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's monumental event. Could be the Penguins' very first conference win in volleyball, NC2A Penguin style, in from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, where this broadcast, made possible by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Dr. Melba Beals. 1.5 minutes to go. Fans, we'll get the starting lineups for you now for the Silver Swords under head coach Nahaku Brown, assisted by Renwick Zephra, Blythe Yamamoto, Todd Blankenship, and Elizabeth Narcon. Shout out to all of the Silver Sword fans listening worldwide, down in the islands, and everywhere else. Mahalo and aloha. Number one, Tanya Alvino, a 5'8" junior out of Brentwood, California. That's right here, Josh, just over in the Central Valley, kind of East Bay, Central Valley style. Whitney Vivieros, number 3, is a 5'10" freshman. She's out of Hilo. Number 9 is a libero player. That's Christy Inimasu, a 5'1" sophomore out of Kahului. And that's on the island of Maui. Number 10 is Kylie Pedro, 5'10" freshman. She's out of Kailua, Hawaii. Number 11 is Courtney LaRusso, a 6-foot senior out of Los Angeles. That is not in the islands, Josh. That's down south. Chantel Maduli, a 5'6" senior, is number 12 out of Honolulu on the island of Oahu. And Mali Limango Taualoa, a 5'10" sophomore out of Waikoloa. And that is number 15. Waikoloa is on the Big Island, Josh. Having spent a lot of time in the islands, it was nice to hear your assessment and review of the Silver Sword. I was backstage, as it were, here in the athletics offices, listening to your fine broadcast, your pregame. That was pretty cool. And for the Penguins, under head coach Roger Goodwin, assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. Penguins are 3-12 overall, 0-4 in conference. Chaminade 0-5 in conference. Number 2 is Lachelle Roulon, a 5'2" freshman out of Brentwood. That's interesting, Brentwood.
Yes.
Roulon is out of Brentwood, as is number 1 for the Silver Swords, Tanya Alvino.
I noticed that.
That's interesting.
Too. Yeah.
So Lachelle Roulon is our libero player. She's a 5'2" freshman. Number 6 is Gabby Pecor, a 5'10" senior out of Sonoma. Number 11 is Tiana Tua Tagaloa, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael, Tua Tagaloa. Number 14 is Laurel Grant, a 5'10" senior out of Aptos. Number 15 is Jacqueline Woodall, a 5'7" senior from San Rafael. And number 18 is Ashley Sand, the 6'2" freshman out of Rotor Park. And the freshman Sand getting the start tonight, Josh. And number 23 is Brooke Swingle, a 5'10" junior out of Sonoma. Injury update, Kayla Morphew still out. Morphew, one of the stars for Roger Goodwin, the 5'9" sophomore, Iz Morphew. The right hand with, she had the surgery just a few days ago. Checked with her at length before the game, before tonight's warm-ups, in fact. Still has the 4 stitches in the right hand. And the doctor's going to have her sit for a few more days. Morphew is hoping, Josh, to be back by next Thursday's game against Menlo. The Oaks will be in the house here at the Conlon Center, 7 o'clock side out, on the air at 7 o'clock. And if not by Thursday, Morphew is almost positive that she is going to be back in time for next Saturday. That's a week from tomorrow. Next Saturday's game against the Banana Slugs. That's away, Josh.
All right.
And there is no broadcast, I'm sorry to say, fans, but I don't think Santa Cruz has a radio squad. Penguins, however, do have a radio squad in our 10th year of collegiate volleyball on the air, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins being introduced now for a pretty good crowd on hand Friday night, as the Penguins welcome in the Silver Swords from Chaminade University here from Hawaii. Looking forward to tonight's matchup, Josh. I was noticing in the IJ just yesterday, they reviewed the game from a couple of days ago when the Penguins lost the narrowest of margins, by the narrowest of margins, to BYU Hawaii. That was just a couple nights ago. Josh, you and I called that game. I'm sure you remember.
Oh, yeah, we remember.
But what was great about that was Pecora. Yes, you were, sir. Gabby Pecora had 11 kills, and Tua Tagovailoa had 14 kills.
A lot of great stats.
We're ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. Chaminade, Dominican. In the house. Whoa, what is all that?
That wasn't us, dude.
All
I
right.
believe they had some mic interference with their speakers down here
all
live
right.
in the game.
I'm glad it wasn't the radio squad. Ladies and gentlemen, another night of NC2A Division II Penguin Volleyball for you on radio.dominican.edu, live on the air. And now, Josh, crank it up, because this is one of my favorite parts of the night.
This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, it is, Josh. It is another night of DU volleyball. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Josh is producing tonight, and he's building up a resume every game as we speak. Here we go, fans, out on the floor for the Penguins. It'll be Rulon, Pecora, Tua Tagovailoa, Grand, Woodall, Sand, and Swingle. And that's 7. And that's 1 too many. So as per usual, the Penguins will rotate out one lady on the technicality and rotate in Rulon, the libero player. Sand is probably going to leave. No. It is going to be, let's see. There it is. Grand leaves, Rulon in. Just a minor technicality is the case that every time we get this thing going, we are ready to go, fans. Neither team with a win in conference. Penguins ahead of Chaminade only by percentage points. Penguins looking for their first conference win. Woodall to serve for the Penguins in the middle of the house. Off to our left on the southern end of the Conlon Center. Penguins moving from the Q to the P on the computer keyboard. And Woodall picks up the first point of the night for the DUs with a nice service from the center of the house. Chaminade had trouble working it. And Woodall serves another one to the left edge. And it's picked up by Chaminade nicely. Now the kill shot lands just outside of the line. Woodall diving for it. Brought the hands up, Josh, and let it fall.
Yep. And I believe they counted that for the Silver Swords, too. That was 1-1.
Oh, man, they called it on the line. Holy cow, I thought it was out. For sure, it was right here in front of us, but they gave it to the Swords. You're right. One up in game one, best of 5. And this one falls right in front of Sand. Sand ran up for it and missed it completely, Josh. It came right down between her body and the net. Now, she was very close to the net, but that's the second point for the Silver Swords. 2-1.
Looks like she misjudged the shot a little bit there, Stu. It happens. She's a freshman. You're inclined to make some freshman mistakes, but San has played a pretty good season so far for the DUs, despite the record.
Whitney Vivieros, a 5'10 freshman to serve for the Swords. Penguins on defense. Here's Gabby into the back row, Vivieros. Now it's set by Alvina. Penguins pick it up. Uh-oh, trouble. Tipped out by Swingle. A great play there. Now Alvino picks it up. The smash across. Diving forward is Tua Tagovailoa. Set up by Swingle. Over to Tiana. Tiana goes back row. Penguin's still alive. Now everybody's back in control. Rulon with the bump. Now the set. Tiana across the court. Lands in. Penguins tie. Tua. Good kill there by Tua Tagovailoa in game one, fans. Best of five. DU still looking for their first conference win. As an NC2A potential powerhouse. Oh, Tua Tagovailoa serves it into the net. She starts the night, Josh, with the one thing we have said over and over that you just don't want to do, especially out of your veteran players. It has such an impact, a trickle effect across the team when your veteran team leaders can't seem to get the thing in play. 3-2, Penguins trailing now. And the service by Christina Donathan, a 5'6 sophomore out of Mililani, Hawaii. And she serves that one into the net to sort of repay the favor for the Penguins. It doesn't make things any better for the DUs, but it does tie things. Here's Sand, three up. Sand about 5 feet to the right of the center line. She gets off a beautiful serve, and it's a back set to Tagovailoa. And Chaminade picks up the point as Tagovailoa unleashed the fury. 4-3, Tagovailoa now back to the bench. And Bert coming in is Christy Inamasu, the libero player. Inamasu out of Kahului at 5-1. She is a sophomore. Set up to Swingle. Over to Grant. Grant goes back row. Diving for Chaminade, no. Vivieros went for it. She couldn't get the pancake to work. Four up. And it's back and forth again. Malapai to come in. Malapai is coming in and Swingle to serve for the DU's four up. The runner, beauty into the back row. Not such a quick moving game tonight. And now a set that was intended for Kylie Pedro, Josh, the 5'10 freshman out of Kailua. And Pedro was led a little too much into the net. Penguins at the point, 5-4. Swingle with another one into the back row. This one's way out of here. Penguins by 2-6-4, Josh.
No doubt about it, Stu. It seems both teams are being very decisive early on, as DU lost their last game, as well as Chaminade. They lost in 5 to NDNU, Stu. So.
And Swingle into the net, Josh, and that's just a killer. That was like a marlin off of the north coast of Maui. Stuck in the net there, 6-5.
I love how you throw some geography in there, Stu.
Oh, man, that hurts. That hurts. Now the serve by Chaminade is wide on the right. And, oh, no, it's not wide. Check it, 6-6. That's an ace for Chaminade. Hit right on the line. Pretty nice serve out of number 12. That's Chantel Madouli, who got the start tonight. Now Grand gets it over. Now it's set into the net. Penguins can't dig it out as Malapai was down on the knees. Didn't do it. 7-6, DU trailing. Another serve now by Madouli, the 5'6 senior out of Honolulu. This one goes to Gabby. Now back to Gabby after the set. Now into the middle. Chaminade's off balance, but they get it back. Bump by Tiana. Set. Help by Grand. Grand with the softy. Now it goes left corner. Inbounds, back row, with the kill shot by Vivieros. Josh.
Some great athleticism there by Vivieros. She was able to get up high, Stu. She has quite a bit of bounce there for a young lady. She got there and spiked the ball pretty hard, Stu. I think DUs weren't really prepared for that.
8-6. Picora with a big slam, but it's bumped by the back row of Chaminade. Now they find the soft spot. Penguins can't do anything with it as it was tipped up by Swingle. Swingle was off balance, tipped by Tua Tagovailoa. She was off balance and ends up in the fifth row of the grandstands. Penguins down by 3, 9-6 in game one. Here's Tiana with the bump. Now the set by Swingle. Now Malapai. She bumps it over. Not much on it. Into the back row, Rulon. Uh-oh, into the net. Rulon with the bump, but it just led Grand way too far. Grand ran into the net. Timeout by Roger Goodwin, fans. It's 10-6. In game one, it's best of five. Rally scoring every time the ball touches the floor, Josh. A point is scored. Game's to 25. You must win by 2.
No doubt about it. Well, so far the DUs aren't ahead, but you know what? They're getting a little bit of the mistakes out of the way, it seems like. And I'd rather them do that early on instead of going ahead late in the game and having those costly points. Because as we mentioned before the game, Stu, the big question in this matchup is, can we play past 20 points? We have had the big issue there is trying to play past 20 points. We've made a lot of mistakes. A lot of our starters have made mistakes, such as serving balls into the net, not being able to get the digs that we need or the kills around 20. So we're not there yet, but we're looking for that. That's going to be the main focus tonight, Stu, is can we finish? Can we score once we get past 20 and play mistake-free volleyball? It seems like we say that every game, but
That's the deal. And so DU can definitely pull it out. They just have to focus. And if there's any game we can win, we should win this one, Stu.
On paper, anyway. Hey, shout out to John Delano and the ladies' soccer team, their first ever PacWest win against Grand Canyon a couple days ago. All right, fans, here we go. So Roger Goodwin can get his first win tonight, Josh. Chantel Madouli. Yeah, Penguins would love to get the monkey off their back, as Josh has been saying. Here's Gabby back row. Gabby with the killer. 10-7, fans.
Now Pecora, she's had a little trouble serving as of recent. Hopefully she can get this one up over the net, too. She's seen a lot of issues with that this season.
Way behind the end line. Oh, man, what a great serve that was. This one's helped. Gabby with the bump. Now the back set, Swingle. Over to Malapai. Into the scorer's table. And the Penguins with the point. Good play there by Malapai. 10-8. Game one. Here's Gabby. She moves over to the other side now, Josh. She was way on the right side. Now it's left. Pecora sticks it in the net. And the DUs, two most veteran players in Pecora and Tua Tagovailoa, have both stuck it in the net.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Early on, 11-8. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I don't know what else we can say.
That's pretty much it.
I'm done whining about the serving thing. I guess we're just not going to get it together. So we got to win without the service, although the service is supposed to be a gigantic advantage.
It is supposed to be an advantage, and we can't give away points. When you
love
serves, just give them away. And that's how we have lost the majority of the games. If you look at our past game, by 3 points
it's
in the
first weakness.
Game. It's the only weakness.
It's only weakness. LaRusso with the killer for Chaminade. It's 12-8 now. Good play there by Courtney LaRusso. LaRusso stands at 6 feet out of Los Angeles. Number 11 is LaRusso.
And as we said, Stu, those points that we give away are usually the points we lose by at the end.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And most of those, there's a lot of points in that thing.
Now here is Grand with the serve for the DUs, who picked up their ninth tonight. It's 12-9 into the back corner. LaRusso with another killer, and boy, does LaRusso have a groove going. She is a fine player, as LaRusso. Got hops, very athletic. And has a massive overhand kill shot, 13-9. You've got to keep it away from LaRusso if you can. Of course, she's right in the center of the house. Now she's moved off to the right. Now the Penguins. Ashley Sand comes up with a big kill there to get the Penguins going again as Malapai is rotated out in place with Woodrow. This is Jacqueline Woodall, fans. 13-10. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us here at the scoring table, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. Now this one is slammed by Chaminade. Whitney Viveros slams it into the left shoulder of Jacqueline Woodall. Whitney Viveros. You know what my middle name is, Josh?
Viveros?
No, it's Whitney. But you were close. No relation. All right,
no
fans, here we go. And Tiana Tagovailoa helps it over into the back row. Diving for it is Woodrow, and Woodall can't get it in back in play. It's 15-10 in game one. No, it's kind of one of those names that goes either way, men or women, Whitney.
It's a word. I'm trying to think of other men Whitneys I know.
Yeah, not many.
Not many.
I'm afraid. Sand now helps it over, and she gets it into the middle row on the right side, and that one lands in just by an inch or so. Tua Tagovailoa to serve in front of the Penguins. Penguins trailing by 4, 15-11. Tiana now with a brilliant serve into the back row. Very well done. Alvino sets it, and running up on it is Madouli. Madouli unleashes a fury.
And another one.
Shotgun blast.
Another one into the hands of Woodall. Doesn't seem to be handling herself too well tonight, Stu, getting those digs.
Yeah,
getting
well,
those hands up. She's gotten a few balls to her about three times in a row now and has been able to return them.
I don't know if Chaminade's zeroing in on her, but you might be right. 16-11, a nice serve. Now bumped by Grant, set by Swingle, but Swingle went with a short set, slammed it. Instead, she was setting up and then gave it to Deke. This one's bumped off the hands of Sand, goes out of bounds. And the Penguins cough up another one, 17-11. Chaminade is playing very well right now. Very tight volleyball happening on the Silver Sword side. Serving it up is Donathan. She gets off a good one, and the Penguins are on offense now. Gabby unleashes a big hit, and Madouli gets the set, bumped up by Woodall. Back set Sand softly into the middle. It drops, and there's another one with Sand. And it's 17-13. Do they call it
17-12 is what they're calling it. Maybe we might get a point here in the next few seconds from the score.
17-12.
17-12. Looks like. Right.
I guess that's going to stick.
Hey,
didn't we win one there? All right, Chaminade gets that one. Now, hey, what's going on with the score? It should be 18-13, I think. They say it's 18-12, but, well, I don't know. Our scorer kind of got distracted there. He's looking at some pictures. And Gabby with the killer, and I have no idea what the score is, Josh. I guess it's 18-13 now. I think we lost one there. What do you say?
Well, I've missed it just like you, Stu. I'm sitting there trying to...
All right, here's Swingle with a serve. And now into the middle row. Swingle with a good one. Now it's set to Swingle with a forward set over to Gabby. Gabby into the right corner. It's called out. And now it's 19-13. Chaminade picks that one, the Silver Swords. Chaminade.
Has there been any game this year, Stu, where we have led? Because we've been trailing a lot.
Sure. It's been back and forth like the last game. Of course, against Notre Dame, we led the majority of the... Well, we won game one. And then we led in the most of the first game against Hilo until it got to 17. And then things went bad from there.
And
there's Chaminade with a killer, 20-13. Timeout, Roger Goodwin, Josh. And what were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was saying that you mentioned NDNU in our game against them. NDNU happened to beat the Chaminade Silver Swords in five games, actually. So the Chaminade Silver Swords went deep into that whole match, but they didn't come out with a W as well. So
they beat us in four and Chaminade in five.
In five. So, you know, I don't know what that says right now, but what it means to me is that both these teams may be able to match up pretty evenly tonight. As we said.
On paper, absolutely.
On paper. And definitely with our girls, the record is not exactly reflecting the play. Because we've played great. It's just late game mistakes, little mess ups, just little things that have keeping us from what I see as at least two wins, Stu, at home.
Hey, check with her and make sure that score is correct, Josh, will you? 2013, fans, is what it says overhead, but I'm not 100% convinced of that. What's her name? All right, so we're just double-checking. Yeah, okay. All right, it has been confirmed, fans, 2013. Hey, end of the timeout has come. The music's still playing. And Maduli with the serve. The Penguins now back on top of it and taking advantage of things. Gabby Pecora reaches up with a single set, Josh. Reaches up left-handed and pounds it down. Penguins trailing by six, 20-14 in game one.
You think the Penguins would come in this game and dominate a little bit, Stu. I mean, Chaminade is 1-13.
Good kill shot there by the Silver Swords, reaching up way above the net. Man, she was way up there. That was Kylie Pedro, a 5'10 freshman out of Kailua. But, boy, she looked 6'10 on that. She was so high. Now a brilliant serve by Pedro, helped over by Grant, just kind of punched across, nothing on it. Now the short set to LaRusso. Penguins are back on defense, trouble, knocked out of play. And that is a long knockout by Whitney Vivieros, a 5'10 freshman. And the Penguins get the point. Grant to serve it for the D is Roulon has been rotated out. Malpai's back in there, serving for Grant. Oh, man, oh, man. The Silver Swords played one that was going to be out. But they kept it alive. Grant bumps it up. Now it's set. A very small, short set. Very low. Set to Sand. Helped up Malapai. Dug out. Swingle. Back over to Gabby. Two-handed easy touch. Just a dink into the front row. Now it's knocked up by LaRusso. Penguins back on defense. Saved by Gabby. Tiana goes back row. And it's called in. Right on the back row. Josh hits the line. Called in. 21-16. He was trailing. Grand to serve now, and whistles all over the place. Timeout has been called by head coach Nahaku Brown. Chaminade University, the Silver Swords in the house. 1-13 overall, 0-5 in conference. Penguins 3-12, 0-4 in conference, Josh.
Yes, sir, Stu, that's the story. And we're also reminding you here, support Dominican Athletics by purchasing the 2009-2010 Black Card. This is a card you can purchase here from us in the Collins Center. Receive discounts from local restaurants and businesses. We're talking the Broken Drum Brewery, Wood and Grill, Double Rainbow, Extreme Pizza, Falafel Hut, Finnegan's Marin, Flatiron Bar and Grill, Lighthouse Diner, Mary's Place, Massage Envy, Max Muscle, Parasalon Spa, Peaky's Pizza, Tutti Frutti, Triumph on 4th Street, Planet Juice, and Quiznos. Dominican students get $5, and non-students, it's $10.
Wow.
So stop by, pick up your Black Card anytime you're in downtown Center Fell. Treat yourself.
So it costs $5 for the Dominican students and $10 for everybody else? What about faculty?
Do you mind?
Do I get the student rate?
I think they'll give you the $5. You know, the $5 deal, Stu. You happen to be a legend around here. So.
Well, and I was a student here. I mean, I am alum.
Well, do you still have your ID?
I have a faculty ID.
Well, show that one.
End of the timeouts come. 21-16, Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. We're back underway as Grant sets up a great serve. LaRusso goes back row. Bumped up by Grant. Here's a forward set. Over to Tiana. Floater. Tiana, right-handed killer! 21-17. Tua Tagovailoa picks up the win for the DUs. And now she'll hand the ball back over to Grant for another serve. Here's Laurel. 5'10 senior out of Aptos. Oh, brother. Just missed the top of the tape. And there's an ace for Grant. Right at the feet of Meduli, couldn't handle it. 21-18.
You don't get those often, but we'll take them, Stu.
Well, that was a fine serve.
A muff return by Chaminade, but hey, I'll take it. We're trying to get all the points we can in these games. We have a tough schedule.
And now Grant lets one fly very deep. Getting late, fans. 22-18. Penguins got to hold it together now in the red zone. Here's the serve by Alvino. She gets one over to Tagovailoa. They set it back to Tiana. Now it's bumped up by Malapai. Set up to Alvino. LaRusso gets it off to Vivieros. Back row, tipped by the DUs. Now Tiana softly, front row, drops. Tiana with the fake. Kind of a deke move there, Josh. She set it up like she was going to unload a big one and then just softed it into the front row, 22-19. Penguins still very much alive. Here's Woodrow. Number 15 is Jacqueline Woodall with the set. And the side out for the DU. She serves up a nice one. Now the Penguins are back on offense. Oh, Sand wasn't looking, but Tua Tagovailoa came in right behind her and saved things. This one's very deep, slapped out of bounds by the lefty. Mali Limango Tagovailoa, a 5'10 sophomore, left-handed out of Waikoloa. And the Penguins are only down by two now, 22-20. And Woodrow serves a nice one. Set up to Vivieros. Hits into the Penguins blocker. That's Sand, and she can't do anything with it. It drops on the DU side. 23-20. We're in the red zone, fam. Penguins have had trouble here. Let's see if they can play error-free. Vivieros. They bump it to Gabby. Now it's set. Now the Penguins are back on defense. Helped over by Tagovailoa. This one's bumped into the middle. Now helped across by Meduli, and Meduli more than helps it. She kills it into the back row. Chaminade now game point, 24-20. Game point.
Now, as we said, can we win? Can we go ahead and finish when we get to 20? That has been the issue for DU so far this season.
DU's have many mistakes tonight in the red zone, so I'm happy to report that. 24-20, it's game point, though. Let's see what they can do. This one is hit over to Gabby. Now it's set to Tiana. Two-touch called against Swingle. On the set. And that's game one, fans. 25-20. DU trailing in game one. And by the way, Josh, our referees tonight, as we take a short break. I don't know why they're giving us 3 minutes between games. That doesn't make any sense.
Is that right, B? 3 minutes?
Oh, well, I guess so. Game one, 3 minutes? It's usually 1 minute. I don't know. 25-20 is game one. But our referee is sent down from the NC2A, Josh. Up on the ladder, our number one referee is Ted King. And on the floor is Dante Segura. So those gentlemen are in the house. And off to my right, the gentleman is Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson, the man, the myth, the legend. At least that's what they say around here on campus. 2 minutes to go. Penguins down, one love in games. Best of five. Here he is, fans. My partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, well, well. We'll bring you all this great news from radio.dominican.edu. We're shouting out our sponsors here, Gelati Brothers Contractors. They've been building San Rafael since 1914. Also, if you're visiting from the various squads we play from the beautiful Hawaii area, or if you happen to be from out of state or out of town, when you're visiting the DU Penguins, you should stay at the Embassy Suites. The Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics. You can find them right off the Terra Linda exit in San Rafael. Also, Sobel Communications. Sobel Communications, roots for the black and gold. Hit up Sobel Communications for all your needs. Also, Puentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza on 243 3rd Street, San Rafael. They cater www.puentes.com.
Go there, ask for Bobby, and he will give you the best burrito you ever had. Also, Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo free checking with direct deposit for DU students. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. You can find them right there on 4th Street, right past B Street, only here on radio.dominican.edu. Don't forget to purchase your DU black card for all your discounts for local restaurants, businesses, and services here in the beautiful Marin County area. And that's smooth, straight, as they would say, what the bird said on radio.dominican.edu. This is straight from what the bird said, the bird being me, Josh Johnson, only here on radio.dominican.edu. So, Stu, what do you think we need to fix in this first game, or after this first game? What do we
do? You know what? The Penguins didn't play too poorly in the red zone on game one, so I'm not gonna get on them for that. It's when it's 23-21, and then the Penguins serve it in the net. That's what kills me. Now, we did have a couple of unforced errors there off the service line, well, and hopefully we can fix that, especially out of our veteran players like Tua Tagovailoa and Pecora. But we fix that. I don't have a lot to complain about. Actually, the Penguins look pretty good, especially considering yesterday they had five players sit out with the flu. You know, so now the teams have switched sides. Penguins are off to our right, occupying the northern end of the Conlon Center. Chaminade Silver Swords off to the left. Neither team has a win in conference. The PacWest Conference. Chaminade out of Hawaii. In the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for this evening. Volleyball, D2 style, NC. 2A.
It's a new era, Stu. We're facing a lot of different types of competition. You know, I have a feeling if we were still in NAIA, we'd probably be undefeated at home right now. Because the teams that we played last year, no offense to them, except Holy Names, all offense to Holy Names, we played pretty well against
them.
It's
funny how you rise and drop to the competition. you really tend to do that. I mean, I'm absolutely serious. All right, fans, it's 7:30 on the West Coast in California. And at the first point, the side out by Chaminade and Ashley Sand. Picks up the first kill of game two, and the Penguins are up 1-0. Rotating out after just 1 point is Malapai, and in is Woodall. So Jacqueline with the serve, and a fine serve it is into the front row. It's set up to Vivieros, and the Penguins are on defense, and the kill shot is laid in there by Taualoa. So there's Taualoa for them, Tua Tagovailoa on our side. Taualoa is out of Waikoloa. And I think I've got, and Waikoloa is on the Big Island. 1-1, fans, and here's the serve by Vivieros. Vivieros sets up a nice one, and it's fielded by Sand. The Penguins are now on defense. It's bumped across by Meduli without much on it. Helped over very softly by Swingle, but it's wide. Swingle had a good look at it, Josh, but she let it fly out of bounds. It's 2-1. Vivieros to serve again. Penguins trailing by just one in game two. They're down one love in games, though, in this best of five. And both teams looking for their first conference win. Here's the bump by Sand. Ooh, Sand almost muffed it, something terrible. But it was saved by another Penguin. And now this one rolls into the net. And none of the Silver Swords were there to dig it out. So with a fine crowd on hand tonight on a Friday night. Quite a few people in the house. Tua Tagovailoa will serve it up. Game two tied at two. 2-2 in game two.
No doubt about it. We're also reminding our sports fans out here that DU men's and women's soccer is playing in DNU today in Belmont. We will give you the updates on that as soon as possible.
All right. I think Brandon Davis should have that for us shortly. He's our sports information director, B-Dave. And here is a kill shot laid in there by Taualoa. There was no doubt about that one. No doubt a Loa. Taualoa.
She had a lot of fire on that one, Stu. Spiked it down real hard. I feel the shaking up here in the booth.
Yeah.
And that's hard to feel up here in our great skybox where we can see everything.
And we're hanging from the ceiling, so the whole place had to shake.
Oh, no doubt.
Now the service by Christina Donathan, a 5'6" sophomore out of Mililani. And Mililani is on Oahu, and I've been there. Mililani is a cool little city on the interior part of the island.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call it a city.
Well, I've been to Oahu before, Stu.
All right, then.
One time. Went to Honolulu, Waikiki, specifically.
She serves that one into the net, and then the Penguins turn right around, give it to Rulon to serve, and she serves it deep. So now it's 4-3 in favor of Chaminade. So two service errors in a row, one by each team.
Well, each team seems to be offsetting each other. It seems like when we make mistakes, they make mistakes as well. So this is a pretty close one right now.
Christy Imamasu to serve it for the Silver Swords. And the Penguins with the block. And the DUs get the point. Swingle to serve as Woodrow to the bench and back in Malapai. Four up. Here's Swingle, team captain. She goes back row. Bumped up. Silver Swords. Set it up. And knock it across, but without much on it. Oh, this one's called in on the back line. Oh, Josh, that could have gone either way. That was an either or.
Oh, it was a close shot, too.
Yeah, the kill by Pecora is good. 5-4, DU's on top. Here's Swingle. Swingle with a massive top-spinning dive-bombing serve. Now the bump to Brooke. Oh, no. Malapai and Roulon run into each other in the middle of the court.
Miscommunication.
Both of them were calling for it. And I think the player in the back row has the give there, and she, it was not given to her. Five up. That was a terrible mistake. That was a terrible mistake, Josh. Now Roulon dives for it with Swingle. They end up on top of each other. And the set goes to Chaminade. Still alive. Pecora slams it across. And this one ends up in the front row of the grandstand. And the Penguins get the kill for Pecora after the last point was given to Chaminade. So it's 6-5. See what the DUs can do with it. Penguins need a little separation, Josh. There's a lot of pressure in these games when you're only leading by one, and a serve, and an ace by Gabby. And the Penguins get another point at 7-5. And the Penguins by two. That's the most they've led by all night. Here's Gabby with another one. Oh, man, it's a great serve by Pecora. Over to Vivieras. Off the top of the net. Bumped off the hands of Grant. Here's Tiana. Two-touch called against... That was called against Malapai. Chaminade with the point, 7-6, game two. Penguins down by one.
I definitely would love a little separation here, Stu. We haven't really led by that big of a number yet. It'd be good to see if the DUs can pull away a little bit here and keep Chaminade off their tail.
Pedro to serve. When I say the Penguins are down by one, I mean in games. They're up by 1 point in this game, too. And the bump saved by Pecora, helped by Roulon. Swingle's got to get it over. She does. I don't believe it. What a save by Pecora. Man, that was killer. This one goes into the back row. Oh, and it's out of bounds after the smash by LaRusso. Man, LaRusso, Josh, comes over the top. That 12-6 motion with a right arm, the 6-foot senior LaRusso, and just killed it. 7-up. And Brandon Davis is drinking one right now. Here is Pedro. She serves it up. Right side to Itagaloa with the killer 8-7. Tiana with a killer. 8-7 now. Grand to serve it up for the Dominicans.
About a great shot from the San Rafael native who's decided to spend our last year of eligibility with us here at Dominican University.
Alvino bumps it up to Itagaloa with the block. Back set, Alvino to Vivieros, letting it go with Swingle. And it's out of bounds. Penguins with the point, 9-7.
We've had a few more people file into the comments center here, Stu.
Black Hole's filling up nicely.
No
See
doubt.
Mike Wells over there, the bunch of other guys in the Black Hole. Place is filling up great. Here's Tua Tagaloa. She helps it over right on the net. Now LaRusso, dive for it. Oh, saving it is grand. What a great save. That was a grand save. This one is inbounds by LaRusso. She goes cross-court at a very obtuse angle. And gets the point, 9-8.
Chaminade is not backing down, though, Stu. It seems every time the DUs get some breathing room, they seem to come back and score a point.
Vivieros with the serve now. Penguins on defense. Helping it over is Gabby. That's all the Penguins could do. There's the bump. Now LaRusso. Oh, and it's blocked in the middle by Sand. And Sand in there. Sand's listed at 6'2". And she played every bit of 6'2" right there. Back in there is Woodrow out Malapai. 10-8. DUs on top. So far in game two, the Penguins have been leading for the most part in game two. Here's a serve by Woodall. It's a good one. Oh, man. And the killer is put down by Taualoa. And Taualoa came over the top, Josh, left-handed. Boy, that short set to Taualoa comes off so fast and such a sharp angle. There's no way the Penguins could even get in the way of it, nor would you want to. Rip your arm off. And Vivieros with a nice serve, and the Penguins can't handle it. They put it in the net, and it's tied up at 10. You all right over there, Josh?
Oh, yeah, Stu.
Okay.
I'm just hoping that flu doesn't spread up here towards the broadcast booth. We got to...
Yeah, Vivieros now into the back row, bumped up by Pecora. And the set from the front row by Swingle over to Tiana, and Tua Tagaloa puts it down into the back right corner. 11-10. DU's with the point. And the Black Hole has a new yell, and I didn't catch it, but I like it.
Yeah, it sounded good, but we don't really know what it's.
Here's
the
Tiana
sound was.
Now into the middle. The great serve there by Tua Tagovailoa. Penguins serving, by and large, I'd say the Penguins are serving a little bit better tonight. This one dug out of the net by the Chaminades. Now Tiana. Now it's bumped up Swingle. Right side Gabby. Back row into the grandstands. Oh, that one gets to the 15th row of the grandstands, Josh. And that up there in the stadium, that one is the furthest ball out of play we've seen all season. 12-10. Here is Tiana. She's got a two-point runner going. Oh, no, it was bumped out by LaRusso. Josh, that was going to be way out of bounds, and a two-touch is called off. That was not LaRusso. That was Kylie Pedro who fell backward on it, and the DUs get to 13, and I think Chaminade gave us one there, Josh.
Oh, yeah, Chaminade definitely gave us one there. We'll take those points any which way we can get them.
Oh, off the top of the tape as Tiana rattles one. LaRusso now bumped up with a nice block by Gabby. Here's a forward set. And the Penguins are back on it. Oh, saved by Woodall. It's still alive. She ends up on the floor, but the ball's still in play. Now it's set up over to the left side. Penguins on defense, helping it out. Oh, the Penguins get it back across. Now it's bumped up to Meduli. Penguins now set up. Here's Tiana, back row. Popped up by Pedro. Ooh, two of the Chaminades touched it there, but they didn't call anything on it. Here's the bump by Swingle. It's got to be helped over now. Flat-footed. Longest rally of the night now, Josh. Flat-footed is the Penguins, and the Penguins get it as this one's deep and left, 14-10, game two.
And by far the most breathing room we have had in this game, Stu.
Timeout's called by the Silver Swords. Game two, Penguins are down 1-11 games, but they're leading 14-10 in game two. And now some game notes and commentary is my partner, Josh Johnson.
We had a lot of great defensive plays on that last rally, Stu. We saw a lot of great saves coming for our DUs, showing great composure, not giving up, not making any mistakes, and that's what you got to do. You got to play mistake-free volleyball. That's what we believe here in Dominican, mistake-free, straight up, 100% hardcore, nonstop action, and that is what we gave them.
Yeah, I think you're
loving
right.
It here.
I got to give props to Woodall there, saving. Diving near the black hole over there.
Oh,
Woodall
sure.
Saved that point and kept the longest rally going of the night, and the Penguins get the point.
No doubt. She definitely redeemed herself from those earlier slip-ups early in the first game where she got a few balls into it. She couldn't handle it. Woodall definitely coming back and showing why she is a senior, why she has the skills, and why she's been a big part of this volleyball team, an integral part of this team for the past 3 years, too.
I see Woodall's two sisters are in the house, one behind us and one up top in the We got Shelly up top and Jessica behind us. And Jacqueline, of course, the youngest of the three. All three ladies played a varsity volleyball for the Dominicans. 14-10, end of the timeouts come. Radio.dominican.edu. Here is Tiana. Tua Tagovailoa with a nice serve. Tua Tagovailoa. Now that's a confident serve. Set up to LaRusso, and she softs one into the middle. Swingle bumps it up. Oh, no. And off the top of the tape, Tagovailoa. Softs one off the top of the tape, and the DUs couldn't handle it. They were expecting a big smash in the face, and that's not what they got. They got a very soft one off the top of the tape as LaRusso's out. Christina Donathan's back in there. Courtney LaRusso to the bench. LaRusso's been doing a number on the Penguins tonight, and I just as soon see her on the bench for now. Now the kill shot by Gabby, and it works. Pecora picks up the winner, 15-11. Here is, for the DUs, Lachelle Roulon has come back in place of Sand. Roulon, the libero player with the white jersey.
She's also a true freshman, Stu. We've seen a lot of great play for her this season. She's played a great season so far for the DUs. As the men's soccer team and the women's soccer team re-enter the gym, wondering how they did this week, we will give you those updates as soon as possible here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I see a lot of the soccer players filing into the Conlon Center now, so we should have the update shortly, as the referees, Dante Segura and Ted King, are having a conference over there at the base of the ladder. And now Dante Segura is coming over. And he is talking to the overhead announcer. And he's asking the announcer to tell the black hole to quiet down. And the black hole is arguing it.
If
the black hole gets out of hand, they could dock us a point. They don't want to do that.
We've seen it happen
before. I can't believe they're telling the fans to quiet down. The black hole's not going that bad. Come on. Okay, now here's a killer from Pecora. I mean, I've seen him go much worse than that as Gabby picks up another winner for the DUs, 16-11. How can you quiet the black hole?
If this is sports, okay, if you can't cheer, then why are you here? You got to cheer.
I mean, seriously. Uh-oh, now the referee's talking to him directly. He wants to throw Mike Wells out of here. Uh-oh. Wells is really arguing with him. And I give Wells props for standing up like that. Here's Rulon on the next serve. Rulon with the ace. This one comes off the antenna, and I guess they're going to say to the black hole, all you can do is clap. Oh, man. Hard to believe. 17-11, and this one in the net. Rulon in the net, Josh.
No, you got to.
Not now.
Can't make those mistakes.
17-12, not when you got the momentum and you're down a game.
And this is the most breathing room we've had in terms of points.
Yeah.
So we definitely got to keep the momentum on our side.
After the black hole's been quieted, then Rulon sticks it in the net. What else could go wrong? We'll see Inemasu to serve for the Chaminades. The Penguins are now on defense, and a two-touch off balance on LaRusso, and the Penguins get it anyway, even after their cheering section has been shut down.
Speaking of the black hole, what rule is there that you can't cheer?
We got to check that out. I don't know.
I'm going to pull out my NCAA rule
book. A
couple
years
right
ago,
now.
They brought in the snare drums and stuff, and I can see why they made them shut those down as Swingle serves it long, 18-12.
Don't give me any ideas.
That's the story of the Penguins all season long so far.
You talk about snare drums. Don't give me any ideas.
18-13. Well, the Penguin fans used to bring in the snare drums and stuff. Then those were shut down. But now, I mean, one cheer, and they nailed them. Now the ball's in play, fans. Here we go. Alvino gets the bump with a great save by Rulon. Boy, that was slick. Rulon kept the thing going. It's bumped across. Rulon again! And Tiana bumps it up. Now it's set over to Swingle. Swingle just helps it over slightly. Alvino sets it over to Vivieros, and Vivieros ended things very quickly, 18-14. She just put a halt to that with a massive overhead slam. Uh-oh, and the black hole wants to get shut down as in between points. The Penguins are screaming and yelling, and I think the referees are not going to have much of it, but they let them go with that. And the Penguins, Tiana Tuatagaloa puts down a killer, 19-14. 19-14 to serve it up is Gabby Pecora, Josh. Pecora serves it in the net. Oh, Josh.
Just when we feel
Josh.
Good, I was just about to sing her praises.
Josh.
You got to not make those mistakes.
Josh.
In the words of my old coach, you got to not make that mistake.
Kylie Pedro to serve it up for the Chaminades now after the unforced error. Tiana now goes back row. Bumped up by Inemasu. Rolling over her back is Vivieros. The great save there. Shout out to Vivieros. Into the net, grand, after a poor set by Swingle. Swingle tried the short set and set it only about 1 inch above the net. And that's just not enough. Grand came in and drilled it right into the net, right into the tape. It rolled down. 55 seconds timeout. 19-16 DU on top. But it was 5 a minute ago, Josh. What's going on? Penguins in the red zone. They're getting ugly. They start getting nervous and pressing a little bit.
It's not the points that our team or their team has scored, I should say, but the points that we give away, that hurts us, Stu.
Yeah, if you count up the points, here we go again. Just the points we've given up.
Is what they have scored, what they have.
That's the difference now.
And you got to delete that. That's in every sport, Stu. You got to get, you cannot have mistakes. Because mistakes mean points for the other team. In football, it's turnovers. Basketball, the same way, turnovers, missed shots. You got to get the easy shots. You got to make the points. In volleyball, it's the same deal.
Of course it is.
You
and if you serve it in the net, if you have a poor set, if your setter just can't even get the ball set above the net, how are you supposed to drill one?
We don't know. But
you don't.
But we definitely got to fix that and be able to maintain here in this game, maintain a lead.
Penguins by 3. Can the Penguins do it, fans? Josh and I want it more than just about anything else. Kylie Pedro to serve it up for the Chaminades. She gets it into the back row nicely. Grand with a bump. Set it up to Tiana. Tiana hits the line. Called out.
As it was out, Stu.
19-17. You're right. I was just hoping. Here's the next serve by Pedro. I know what I saw. I just didn't like what I saw. Here's Pedro with the next serve. They get it to Gabby. Now it's set to Swingle. Now Tiana softly into the back row. Bumped up by Pedro. Over to... This is to LaRusso. Now the Penguins are back on defense. Helping it over is Tiana. Bumped up to LaRusso. Now Swingle. Now set over to Malapai. Now Tiana off the side of her hand. LaRusso with a bump. Now a short set. And the Penguins pick it up cleanly. Here's Malapai. Oh, no. Tiana had to help it up. She kind of missed it. Caught it when it was way past the bottom of the net. LaRusso slams it up. Saved by Pecora. Right side, Tiana. Back row. Bumped up by Inemasu. Now LaRusso slams another one into the Penguin bench. And Silver Swords get the point. 19-18. Penguins led by 5 a second ago. Now it's 1. Here's Pedro to serve again. The 5'10 freshman out of Kailua. 19-18. Black Hole is going bananas. Penguin broadcasters are going bananas. Now with a nice softie by Laurel Grand, the 5'10 senior. She gets one into the back left corner softly. 20-18, red zone. Here's Grand.
Just with a little bit of breathing room for us there, Stu.
Just a little bit. Nice serve by Grand. Back set to Vivieros. Penguins there to block it. Tiana hits the floor. Tiana Tua Tagovailoa with the block. 21-18 to use. Here's Grand with the next serve, fans. We're in game two. Good serve there by Grand. LaRusso has everybody off balance. Oh, no. The Penguins are dead meat. LaRusso stuck it in the middle of the house. Nobody was in the middle row for the Dominicans, and they were completely off balance there. 21-19, Josh. Here is Tanya Alvino, a 5'8 junior out of Brentwood. She serves one in the back row. Gabby with the bump. Now the set. Sand with the kill, but it's still alive. Well, I thought that was going to drop. Now the bump. Penguins are on offense. Here's Tiana. Blocked by LaRusso. Bumped up by Swingle. Now Tiana softly over the middle. Oh, dug out of the net. Nice play there by the Silver Swords, but it's a lift. Called on Mili Limago Taualoa, the 5'10 sophomore for the Silver Swords. And now Dante Segura is getting an earful from head coach Nahaku Brown. She is arguing with him, and perhaps rightfully so. And a timeout now is called by Silver Swords.
And I believe they have questions about the black hole,
yeah,
I think.
She is arguing.
You can't complain about the cheering section.
She's arguing that her team can't hear each other, and the black hole is causing too much noise.
You can't argue that? Can you argue that?
Apparently she's arguing it, so I guess you can argue it. Now, will she get away with it? I don't know. 22-19, and she is really having trouble that the Silver Swords are unable to communicate because of the noise the black hole is making.
You can't do anything about that, though, Stu. I mean, that's sports.
I'm with you.
You got to deal with it.
That's part of the deal. You think as you move up into the NC2A that just about anything goes as far as the fans are concerned, but apparently not, because the referees have already shut the black hole down once earlier tonight, and I think if they have to warn them again, they're going to take a point away from the DUs. We don't want that, 22-19.
We don't want that, but at the same time, cheer as much as you want, black hole. I mean, this is sports. Come on now.
Here's the next serve for the Penguins. Woodall to serve. The black hole has been silenced, fans, and they better keep it quiet if the Penguins want to get their first conference win. 22-19, we're getting late. And the next killer by Tua Tagovailoa is a winner, 23-19. Penguins looking to tie it tonight. They are down one love in games. 23-19. Can the DUs hold on? Woodall with the service. A perfect serve it is. She goes into the back row. Bumped up by Pedro. And it's dropped in the front row right in front of the diving. Gabby Pecora, Chaminade with the point. 23-20. Serving it up now is Whitney Vivieros, a 5'10 freshman. She's out of Hilo. Vivieros with a nice serve into the back row. Bumped by Tiana. Set by Swingle. Dropped in there by Sand. Saved by Vivieros. Over to the left side. Smashed over by Maduli. And Maduli with the killer. 23-21. Vivieros to serve again. Chaminade on a nice little roll here. Coach Brown up on her feet. Barking out the orders. This one's bumped by Gabby. Set by Woodall. Helped over by Tiana. Set up to LaRusso. Into the back row. Deep. Game point, 24-21. Tiana to serve the game point.
They can get a game win right here, Stu.
Here's a game winner, the first time they've had in the last three matches. Oh, there was a two-touch, and they didn't call it, Josh. It was a two-touch, but Sand puts down the killer. Anyway, it doesn't matter, 25-21, the score in game two.
Penguins with a win. 1-1 in games. Both teams will switch sides. A three-minute break. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
No doubt about it. They may have not caught us on a two-touch, but we'll sure take that win the way we got it here. And we are bringing you this game live once again from radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, your play-by-play man, and me, Josh Johnson, your color commentary guy here on radio.dominican.edu. For all those who have just joined us, we are tied 1-1 in games. DU winning this last game by 25-21. Great play by Tua Tagovailoa. Great play by Woodall. Great play by all combined. And the black hole is out live and in charge, and they are making noise, and the refs really aren't liking it. But, hey, I'm a student. Make noise. I like it. I like a little noise. What's a good game without some noise, without some good cheering, and a little good heckling from the fans? Nothing bad, but, you know, nice heckling, like boo and such like that. But, hey, we'll take that here on radio.dominican.edu. We got 2 minutes left here, so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about our sponsors. I'm always reminding you that you need to support Dominican Athletics by purchasing the 2009-2010 Black Card. The DU Black Card allows you to receive discounts from local restaurants and businesses. Now, if you like anything from smoothies to pizza to having a good little drink and watching the game to everything, I'm talking any type of food. It's all here. Burgers, fries, all that. If you have your Black Card on you, which costs $5 for students, $10 for non-students, you can receive various discounts from all of the various vendors here in downtown San Rafael. We will be right back at you here in about a minute and a half on radio.dominican.edu, or maybe sooner. Only here now on radio.dominican.edu. Now, a little update on the men's and women's soccer teams on their trip to NDNU. Unfortunately, both men and women's soccer teams did not win their games. They came back with a loss, but that's all right. Pac West has been a little challenging, but hey, we're making some hits. Like I said last week, we're swinging in the dark, but we're definitely getting some hits in there. We will bring you back to the volleyball game here in under a minute, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Fans, we are about ready to get game three underway now. It's been a very eventful evening. Penguins have switched sides, and they again occupy the southern end of the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. The official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Penguins have the side out. Games are tied at one. And the Penguins, first service of the night is by Laurel Grand, goes a little bit wide, and it's out. So in game three, the Penguins lose the first point. Whitney Vivieros serves up the first point for the Silver Swords from Chaminade University, and that one's deep. So now it's 1-1. This game has started off the first 2 points. There hasn't actually been a ball in play yet. And now one's in play, I'm happy to report. This one's bumped up by Woodall after Woodall served a nice one in there. Gabby flat-footed from the middle row, helps it over. Now LaRusso pounds one down at the feet of Woodall, who rolls over her shoulder and ties the game. Check it. Goes ahead by one, 2-1. Yes, Josh?
Yes, that is 2-1, Stu. That looks like they're giving a point to Chaminade on that one.
Yeah, that one dropped right at the feet of Jacqueline Woodall. This one is served up by LaRusso, who had a lot of work in game one and quite a bit in game two as well. And now it's bumped out of play by Tanya Alvino, and the DUs tie it at two. So it's 2-2. Games are tied at 1-1. And here is Tiana Tuatagaloa. Yes, sir?
Last game we played a lot of great defense, Stu. I'm wondering if the DUs can be able to come back with that same D with those great rallies we had, because Chaminade doesn't look like they want to go anywhere no time soon.
Meduli receives the serve by Tuatagaloa. Off balance. And Gabby lets one fly. This one's helped across by Tawiloa. And Tawiloa puts it down again. Boy, did she have hops. That Tawiloa is tough. Now she gets rotated out in place of Inimasu, who's coming to serve it up for the Silver Swan. Inimasu with a nice dead ball serving in the middle row. This one is called out of bounds after Gabby spikes it, but a little bit deep. It's 4-2. Chaminade University on top in game three. Here is Inimasu to serve again. And she does so into the back row. It's bumped up by Gabby. Oh, it's helped over on the short set by Swingle. Nobody expected that, but somehow Chaminade was on top of it. Bumped up by Swingle. Now Sand rips one into the net, and Sand gets called for almost tearing the net out of the holders on the side in the floor. What are those things called? I don't know. They're,
I don't
it's
even
like
know
they're stanchions.
They're like poles. Stanchions, poles, something like that. I'll call them poles.
Okay. I was thinking of more of an official term, but Sand now helps this one over.
Long structures.
They are. They are long structures. Very solid. She almost tore it right out of the floor. And the point for the Penguins as Sand with the killer. So Sand gets rotated out, and Roulon comes in for the deal. See if she can right the ship. 5-3, Chaminade, game three.
We've seen a lot of good play from these true freshmen, Roulon and Sand.
Miscommunication on Chaminade's part. Penguins block, and Grand and Swingle put the arms up, but the ball came off at a weird angle. Diving for it was Pecora, but it was a dead ball that hit the ground. 6-3. Here's the next serve by Meduli. Penguins down by three. Here's a tremendous smash by Pecora. Oh, brother, and speaking of tremendous smash, man, Viviero seemed to be hanging in the air forever that time, Josh, and put it down.
Oh, she had a lot of great athleticism on that play. It's amazing the type of athletes we're facing this year.
That was a great play. You're right. Here's the service to Roulon. Penguins with the bump. Here's Gabby. It's bumped into the back row. It's saved by Alvino. Check it. That was Inimasu. Somebody's wrapped up in the net, but no whistle. Now it's blocked by Swingle, but it's still alive. Swingle now times the block. Diving for it is Gabby. No. 8-3. Oh, no, Josh. The Silver Swords are gaining some real separation on top of the Penguins now in game three. Uh-oh. Into the net. Served by Meduli, yeah? What were you going to say, Josh?
I was saying their coach is putting quite the fire under them right now. She's up. She's on her feet. She's yelling out orders, but they go ahead and muff that one into net. A swing will go ahead and serve for the DUs.
8-4. Penguins trailing here in game three. Oh, a terrible set way out of bounds after a two-touch. Penguins with the point, and the Dominicans are there now, just three down.
Now, can we capitalize on these points, Stu? We've got two free ones. We need to be able to step up and capitalize on this good fortune that we're having right now.
Swingle with a great serve. This one goes into the back row, and it was on its way out, and Roulon stuck an arm up instinctively there, Josh, but she shouldn't have done it. That was going to be way out of here.
Well, those mistakes you give to the true freshman. You say, okay, she's a freshman, but you got to correct that next time. You're going to see them make those types of mistakes, but take nothing away from Roulon's great play so far in this game.
Pedro to serve. I wasn't taking anything away from her.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general.
I know.
Of those listening.
Now Roulon with the bump and the set. And the Penguins help it over, but somehow the Chaminades keep it alive. Oh, that's a nice play by the libero player, Inimasu. And the Penguins now help it up. Oh, Gabby ran into the net. Gabby not only ran into the net, but her every part of her body crossed the line and went into the other court, except for her head, which was, her face was kind of caught in the net. Coach Brown is just yelling at her players.
Oh, yeah. She's not happy at all. Coach Brown is...
She's intense. 10-5, yeah. Helped across by Gabby. And now the DUs are on defense. Here it is to LaRusso. Blocked by the Penguins. Good play there. Bumped up by Grant. Set by Swingle. Over to Gabby. Pecora rips it over, but it's saved by the Chaminades. LaRusso, no. Back row to Roulon. Bumped up by LaRusso, the block. Oh, it's almost off the ceiling, but it's still alive. Pedro bumps it across. Roulon with the bump. Here's a set. Left side, Gabby. Killer! Pecora!
10-6.
Great shot there. She got up high above the net, came down with the spike. Great athleticism. Delivered the strike, Stu.
Yeah, that was something sweet. Here's Gabby.
It almost looked like Nolan Ryan jumped up and threw a fastball right down there into the ground, Stu. That was an amazing hit from Pecora.
Yeah, and with that, just in the time it took for that nice description by Josh, the Penguins lost another one as Chaminade fielded her tremendous serve very adeptly and got the point. And speaking of adeptly, Malapai. Lemata Malapai, the 5'7 junior for the DUs out of South San Francisco, put it down and gets herself a kill. And it's 11-7.
Yes, sir. DU, they're behind, but they're slowly but surely climbing back in this one, Stu. If they can stay on top and keep from making mistakes, they will be able to come out victorious in this one. As the spike is hit down on the return from Chaminade, DU's couldn't quite handle it. The score goes to 12-7. DU down by five.
Yeah, Penguins trailing by five, but we'll see if they can creep back in this thing. They did come back and win game two, and that was nice. Vivieros with a serve. Here's Tiana into the front row, and it's blocked by LaRusso. Boy, LaRusso, the six-foot senior out of Los Angeles, really a factor in this game three, Josh. Really a factor. Timeout's been called by Roger Goodwin. Goodwin in his eighth season. Josh is in his third season. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson. I'm in my 10th season on the air for radio.dominican.edu.
You're a young man, Stu.
Thank you, Josh. I'm working on it. I'm trying to go that direction, but I seem to keep going the other direction.
I believe the microphone is the new fountain of youth for you, Stu.
That's a beautiful thing for you to say. That's why
it
you're my partner.
It took me a long one to think of that one. It's a long time to think of that.
That's why you're my partner, Josh. All right, fans, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Here at radio.dominican.edu, we're reminding you can read about all our great DU sports and as well as all your other Marin sports in the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin in the Marin IJ. They are a proud sponsor of DU Athletics as well as CMS Corporate Media and AV Rentals. If you ever throw an event, you need audio, visual, rental, sales, and installation. They've been doing it for over 40 years. CMS Corporate Media and AV Rentals, only here on radio.dominican.edu.
Speaking of the IJ, we're going to be able to read the box scores tomorrow on the IJ, aren't we?
Oh, yes. You can pick up your box scores wherever you're at. If you're in Marin, read your IJ. You're getting your Starbucks coffee.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're eating your Subway, read your IJ.
Subway IJ, Subway IJ, it rhymes, I like it. Here's
I'm telling you, you're out of patent that before they take it.
Vivieros, you're on fire this week, man. You've got one good saying after another. Here's Malapai with a bump, and Tiana with the smash, but it's saved by Vivieros. LaRusso, no, not LaRusso, that was Maduli, comes in, and the Penguins, Gabby Pecora, finishes the job. And so, check it, Malapai got the kill there, 8. Let's see, it's 13-8. D's trailing. Woodall the serve. Number 15 is Woodall. She goes back row. It's a nice serve. Oh, man. That short set to Taualoa, that's a killer play. It's just a 1-2 slamming left-handed punch that I don't see how you defend against that, Josh.
You don't. It kind of comes a little hard at you and you get caught out of position. Tell you the truth, no position is the right position to be in to receive that one.
14-8, served out of bounds by Courtney LaRusso. Penguins will take that unforced error. Rotating out for the Silver Swords is LaRusso. In her place, Donathan. LaRusso now to the bench. The low five from the coaches. She's going to take a quick breather. Oh, brother. And that one set up to Kylie Pedro, who got about 12 feet in the air, Josh. And that ripped that thing down. Boy, that was a hard spike into the front line.
Oh, no doubt. And they're fired up about it over here. The Silver Swords aren't trying to bat down. No time soon here, Stu.
Silver Swords really stuck it to the Penguins that time, Josh. Anytime, Josh.
Oh, no doubt.
15-9. Are you okay? You were supposed to laugh at that Silver Sword joke. Whoa. That one came off of Swingle's head. It hit Swingle's head.
It did.
It hit Swingle's head,
right,
and the Penguins got the point.
And Coach Brown,
he put the hands up. Swingle was looking the other direction. Swingle was jumped up in the air to block it. She didn't realize the ball was alive on the Penguins' side.
No doubt.
It hit her right in the back of the head, and it went over, and the D's got the point.
It was ridiculous. I'm almost speechless on that one, Stu. And Coach Brown
is freaking out, but the referees are telling her to quiet down now. It's 15-10. And she has a legitimate beef because Swingle had no clue whatsoever that the ball was alive on the Penguin side. She was jumping in the air as if to throw up a block. Uh-oh, a yellow card has been issued
to Coach Brown. The
first one of those
we've seen this season.
To Coach Brown, a yellow card has been issued. And now Brown's come up on her feet, and Dante Segura, the number two referee, is going to quiet her down. And she's now yelling about the black hole.
I love the good cop, bad cop roles here by the refs. They're
Yeah, you're right. Now the Penguins are serving. Roulon serves. 15-10. We're back underway. Roulon rolls it off the top of the tape. Gabby with the killer. Back corner Penguins have all the momentum going now after the play that came off the back of Swingle's head has now put the Penguins' momentum in order, Josh.
I wish we were televising that. We would be hitting the replay
button. They got it on tape.
All day.
It's on tape. Not only is it on tape, even better, it's on audio.
No doubt.
15-11. We got it on radio.dominican.edu. Preserved for eternity. Here's Gabby with the killer. Dug out by the DUs. Tiana with the bump. Helped over by Swingle, who saw it this time. And now the Penguins on defense. Over to Gabby. Oh, Gabby with a brilliant save. Into the back row. DUs are back on defense again. But flat-footed are the Chaminades. Helped over by Grant into the back left corner. And it's inbound. 15-12, DU on the roll, Ash.
Slowly but surely, they're climbing back in this one, Stu.
And I thought Brown was calling the timeout, but so did Segura, but he didn't.
No, she didn't. You got to imagine the frustration by Chaminade, though. 1-13, 0-5 in conference.
Hey, we're just as frustrated. Both teams looking for our first conference win, and there is an ace delivered by Lachelle Roulon, the 5'2 freshman, to bring the Penguins within two. 15-13 fans on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Josh Johnson.
Great play by the true freshman as a yellow card was passed out to Coach Brown in this past game. We saw everybody getting a little fired up here. You got to admit, Stu, this is a tough game. This is something that we like to see here at DU. We are climbing within back of the lead. We are 13-15. We are trailing by two, but we can get it. DU, this is the best play we've seen from them all season. Like I said, there's a game to win. It's this one. Both teams, no wins in conference. Someone's trying to get the monkey off their back. And DU, in our case, we're trying to get the gorilla off our back. If we've lost all our last three games, we need to step up, make something happen, and we will do it here on radio.dominican.edu. We're bringing you all this live game. Game. That's all I can say, Stu. It's a great game. It's a wonderful game. And one thing I can tell you is that is the greatest volleyball player I've ever seen. Off the top of the head, that's definitely your best sports show volleyball player of all time.
Oh, I think she planned it.
You think she planned it?
Oh, she's been practicing that all week. 15,
oh, really? The
13.
Head bump? Well, Coach Brown, that was part why she got the yellow card. She jumped up and said, that's not a play.
She was calling a multiple hit because it hit her hands and her head, but I don't think it ever hit her hands. I think it was a clean, unobstructed shot to the head, went over, and then the Penguins ended up winning the point.
We'll take it how
great.
We can get it.
Now into the net. The Penguins pick up another one after Roulon serves it. Medulli bumps it off the butt of her hand into the net. Medulli gets yanked, and Coach Brown has put Taualoa back in there. Penguins trail by only one, 15-14.
Roulon will serve again.
And she does, and she gets it into the middle row. Now they set it back up to Medulli off the top of the tape. And the Penguins get it and tie it after the ball was scooped by, let's see, that was called against. I don't know who it was called against.
I believe that was called against, I want to say, Pedro.
Taualoa, I think.
Taualoa and Pedro.
15 up, fans. Penguins were just trailing by four a minute ago. Oh, and this one's still alive. And here is Swingle with the killer. Swingle gets it through the arms of Pedro, who threw up the wall, and the Penguins lead in game four.
Swingle showing some of that great play that has made her a star.
Three, check it, sorry. 16-15. We're not to game four yet, fans. I got ahead of myself. And that one is a scoop. Definitely called by Taualoa, who came flying in from the middle row. Held up the right hand and just held it, led, spooned it. And the Penguins now lead by two, 17-15. Speaking of 17, number 17 is being rotated out. That's Donovan in her place. It looks like LaRusso has re-entered, Josh. Penguins by two, Roulon to serve. Roulon gets it to Inemasu, 2 points in a row. Penguins are on defense. Roulon with the bump. Now Swingle with the set. Now Gabby with the spike. It's still alive. Oh, no, Gabby. Ooh, they didn't call it a two-touch, and Coach Brown wants it, and I think she should have gotten it, but she didn't get it. Now Gabby with the bump. Now the set. It's over Swingle, short set. It's still alive. Bumped up by Alvino. Now the Penguins on defense, Rulon. Here's the Penguins on offense. Grand helps it over softly. Not much on it. LaRusso back row. Bumped up. Oh, no. Diving for it was Woodall, and she got in the way of Rulon. But, you know, you have to make a split-second decision. And looking back at the tape, she'll say she should not have made the dive for that one, but she did. 17-16. Back and forth, Josh, in game three. Games are tied at one, fam.
Oh, it's heating up in here, Stu. I think we got a little bit of a barn burner on our hands.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Both teams looking for their first conference victory. The Penguins would love it to come tonight, but they're going to have to work for it. First conference win for the Penguins is hanging in the balance, and helping it over is Swingle, and Swingle picks up another one for the DUs, 18-16.
Looks like the DUs caught Medulli sleeping on that one, Stu. She was a little too late trying to get over. Great play by the Lady Penguins.
Here's Brooke. Swingle now serves one up into the black hole, and the black hole has it, and that means the ball is dead, and that means the DUs are up by three, 19-16. Right here on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting this game worldwide. Here's Swingle with the runner. Swingle goes back left corner. Fielded cleanly by Medulli. Into the back row, and the Penguins have no players anywhere near the back. They had all collapsed in. They had four in the front row, two in the middle. Nobody near the back. And that one landed cleanly in the back row, inbound by 4 feet in the back right corner. And an ace by Kylie Pedro for the Chaminades. 19-18, and Coach Brown back up on her feet.
As we said, our problem is once we get to 20, continuing to score, I believe the DUs can stay in it, Stu. They can keep the lead if they just get rid of the mistakes.
Here's Pedro now with the bump after the serve. LaRusso wide. LaRusso gives the point to the DUs. And as long as the Penguins can keep serving, that's a good thing. We've entered the red zone, fans. In game three, here is Gabby Pecora, 20-18. And LaRusso softly into the back row, and that one lands it. Oh, it's called out.
It looks like the line judge was on top of that one, Stu. He
was right
that
there.
Out. He was there. He saw it. Close call, but you got to trust
Brown.
The judges.
Coach Brown doesn't like that.
Oh, Coach Brown is hot, Stu. You got to believe that right now.
And, oh, no. No, no.
Oh, and just
and Pecora serves it deep, 3 feet long.
These
not
are
now, 21-19.
Once we get to 20, Goodwin said it. We
make where we
those
fall
mistakes.
Apart. All right, here's the next serve by Alviso. Alvino, check it. And Tiana Tagaloa, Tua Tagaloa, pounds one over. This one's way up there by the standard that holds the basketball hoops, but it doesn't touch anything. Grand slams it across. Grand helps it again. It's still alive. Uh-oh, left-handed. The Penguins are on offense. Here's Gabby falling backward on it. It's alive! It's alive! 22-19. DU's kill it down.
Great play by the DU's. Way to stay consistent. Way to have composure. They're able to drop it there, and the timeout is called by the Silver Swords.
Chaminade University in the house here at the Conlin Center. Brandon Davis is in the house as well. He's got the top button undone. I'd like to see him get that thing closed up. It's very disco, very 70s. Here at the it must be 70s night here at the Conlin Center. It's disco night here at the Conlin Center.
No
at
doubt.
Chaminade University.
There goes John Travolta. He's doing the dance. Saturday Night Fever.
Is that Brandon Travolta down there?
That's Brandon Travolta here on radio.dominican.edu. We're reminding you, if you are playing a sport, if you are interested in athletics or whatsoever, you should hit up TNB Sports. TNB Sports. They've been giving us great sports equipment since 1946. And best believe, it's gotten a lot better since 1946. Bust it out, wear it, and let it happen. Come show up to DU Games. You can purchase one of your DU shirts from our PSAC group here at the Collins Center for $10. $10. It's a great deal. Great shirt. It says DU on the front of it. Show your DU pride. Don't forget about your Dominican Black Card. All the discounts you can get, use your DU Black Card.
All right, I got to pick one of those things up. Here is Laurel Grant, serving for the Ds. Penguins 22, Chaminade 19, game three. This is a very, very important moment in the game. And the killer by LaRusso misses wide! 23-19, here's Grant to serve.
Can they stay up top, Stu? That's been the problem. Are we able to stay up top when it matters?
Josh, hold your breath. Grant with a perfecto. I love that when she serves it nicely. Alvino
with the bump. And the Penguins now, Tua Tagovailoa helps it over. Into the middle, it drops!
There we go.
Game point! 24-19, Josh.
The DUs can go up two games, too, if they're able to maintain right here.
Game's tied 1-1. Best of five. Game point. Oh, no! She knocks it into the net!
Just when we get a little excited.
24-20, Josh. Anything but that.
You can't give away points this late in the game. Now it comes to the DU's defense, Stu.
Viv Yarrow serves it up for the Chaminades. Game point number two, 24-20. Back set sand. No Penguins anywhere near it. It was a perfect set to nowhere.
A lot of miscommunication on that, Stu. They have to stay sharp, and they have to stay smart on defense right now.
Game point number three, 24-21. Here is Swingle. Sets it to Tiana. Penguins on defense. Ball's alive. The bump by Swingle. Helped up. And the point goes to the Penguins. It's called out of play off the Chaminades. Penguins up 2-1 in games. 25-21, the final score in Game 3. For the first time this season, Josh, the Penguins are leading in games. 25-21, the final in Game 3, fans. We're going to 4, and the Penguins have a chance to pick up their first conference victory.
And you can see our crowd is refreshed. That is something we love to see. DU finally up 2-1. We can pull out the W, Stu. It can happen anytime. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now on radio.dominican.edu. We're reminding you, we're going to be back at you in 2 minutes and about 37 seconds with the second game, or the third game, I should say, here on radio.dominican.edu. No, this is the fourth game. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I'm eating pizza. I'm chugging Gatorade. I'm all excited here to see the DUs come out on top. We're going to see what it's about. We're going to come back and see if the DUs can go ahead and put this one on ice, only here on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, man, what a great game that was, fans. What a game. Now both teams will switch sides again. Penguins will be occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center. A lot of people in the house tonight. This place is rocking. Friday night volleyball, Penguin style, at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson alongside. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. One of the most remarkable plays of the season came in that last game when the Penguins were on offense and the ball was in play. Brooke Swingle approached the net. She jumped up as if to block an attack from the other team, not realizing the ball was behind her. She approached the net, jumped up with both arms straight up in the air. The ball was alive on the Penguins' side, and the ball hit her in the back of the head. The ball came off the back of her head, the top of her head, actually, went over the net, landed in play on the Silver Swords' side. Silver Swords bumped it around, and one or two series subsequent to the ball coming off of Swingle's head, the Penguins won the point.
I have no idea how that transpired, Stu.
That was beautiful.
I really don't. It was one of those games.
All right. We got to do something about the.
What's going on? It just went black just now.
All right. Go into Pat's office and check the feed. It should be alive. All right, fans. Here we go with Game 3.
You know where Pat's office is?
All right. Here we go, fans. Game 3. Penguins off to our right. Moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Broadcasting live from radio.dominican.edu.
at Dominican University of California. The first serve in game four, Tanya Alvino rips it across, and the DUs get the point after the killer is put down by Tua Tagovailoa. Malapai has been rotated out in place. Woodall has come in, and she serves it up nicely. She gets it over perfectly, and the Silver Swords pick it up. Here's LaRusso. She gets it over to the right side of the middle row, picked up by Pecora. Now the Penguins are on defense. LaRusso unleashes another one. Pecora with the bump. A forward set by Swingle. Tiana. Now, oh, man, right back in her face. Seeing the seam with Swingle. And the Penguins are back on defense. Now they're on offense. And here's Tiana softly into the middle. Diving for it was LaRusso. Scores 1-0. Penguins trail in game four. Here's the helper by Swingle. I've seen that happen before, Josh. Just let it ride. I've seen that happen before, and so we're just going to sit on it and hope the feed sounds good to everybody out there as we broadcast worldwide. Penguins are up. I mentioned the Silver Swords won the first point. I was wrong. The Penguins won the first and the second, but in this one, the smash comes down right at little old Gabby Pecora, and Pecora threw the arms up as Talaloa came with the left-handed fury. And all Pecora could do was guard her face. It was right at her neck, and the ball then hit the floor. So the Penguins are now on defense as the Silver Swords are getting something going here in game four. The Penguins lead 2-1, and Tua Tagovailoa rips it over. Oh, no, and it looks like Tua Tagovailoa hit the upright antenna, Josh, and that gave the Silver Swords the point. It's two up. Here's the next serve by Vivieros, and it's wide. Penguins with the point, 3-2 DU.
If DU can stay ahead in this game, Stu, we can definitely pull out the victory. Definitely, we just have to be smart, be aggressive, and maintain that same smart defensive play as we did during the last game.
Oh, no, the Penguins took one that should have gone down. But Swingle with the check it. Yeah, that was Swingle who smartly, Swingle saw the Chaminades all collapsing toward the front and lobbed one into the back row, and they were expecting a set. 4-2, Penguins, Tiana with the service. Penguins now on defense awaiting Chaminades' response to the big serve by Tua Tagovailoa. Pecora with the smasher, but it's a little bit off balance in the open court. And the Penguins pick it up nicely. Here's the bump over to Pecora again! Gabby kills one back left, 5-2 DU. Penguins early in game four. Goodwin up on his feet. Brown's been on her feet just about the entirety of the night. Here's Tua Tagovailoa with another serve. DU's got something nice going here. Oh, man. And Tagovailoa comes up with the big claw. But she spiked it a little too late, Josh, and it went right in the net. 6-2. Penguins leading this one. Here's Tiana with another side-spinning serve. That was a nice serve. I like that. LaRusso helps it to the back. Now it's bumped up. Gabby was a little off balance, but it drops! Penguins by five, Josh, 7-2.
Great way to establish dominance, Stu. They've stayed ahead. They've stayed smart. Played a lot of great D. I'm liking it.
Chaminades called the timeout, 7-2 in game four. In game one, it was Chaminades 25-20. In game two, the Penguins came back and answered 25-21 in game three. 25-21. And Josh, if the Penguins could do another 25-21, wouldn't that be something to get their first conference victory? And we're going to be here to witness it if it should happen.
No doubt.
So far, so good in game four. The Penguins are pulling away. 5-point lead. We're still very early, though.
We're still early.
I'm not comfortable, and I know you aren't either.
Oh, no. 5 points is not nearly enough to make me comfortable. I don't get comfortable until I see 25 up on the scoreboard. I'm telling you right now, if we're going to win a game, it has to be now. It has to be today, tonight, Stu. This is crucial to just morale.
Yeah, this is a big one. The luster of NC2A is starting to wear thin with no victories, at least in volleyball. Now, the Penguins have played good. They played very well and some solid volleyball thus far. Teams are tougher at this level, and we know it. We knew it coming into it. But boy, would they love to get one tonight. Their first conference win hangs in the balance. 7-2 music. Penguins by 5 music, Josh. Oh, no. And the killer by LaRusso goes down, and The DU's cough up, an important point. But it will get LaRusso into the back of the court. I'll tell you what, Josh, I think that's a good thing. Get her back there. She is so tough up in the front line. A great serve by LaRusso, and she moves into the middle court. Now LaRusso diving for it. Chaminade saves it. Wow, that's a great save by the Silver Swords. Now the Penguins have a very clean look. A back set. Set up to Sand. Oh, it goes off the top of the table. It's still alive. Now the Penguins are on defense. Bumped into the front row of the black hole. And the DUs are killed by Maduli, the 5'6 senior. Maduli has hops. 7'4. Maduli got way up there. And LaRusso will serve again.
I definitely loved how the student section right there tried to reach out and help students if they can actually make a difference in this game.
The black hole wanted to help, and LaRusso got pumped, and she served that thing about 5 feet deep, Josh. 8-4, and the Penguins will take it. That's a gift. That's a real gift.
We'll take them.
Here is Rulon to serve for the DUs. The Dominicans leading by four. Here's a smash, a perfect set by Taualoa. Boy, when Taualoa gets that thing set in good position, Josh, forget about it. Here is Inamasu to serve. Inamasu with a good serve, 8-5, into the back row for the DUs. Here's Inamasu. No, check it. That was Maduli. She gets a good one off. No whistles. Penguins are on defense now. Back over to Maduli, who had the killer in the last point. The set. Now, oh, no, the set by Swingle was good, but she couldn't get out of the way of the falling ball. Grand tried to get in there, but Swingle was in the way. 8-6.
And Maduli goes up with a great defensive play, though, Stu. We got to credit her on that. She went up and got the hit as DU will return it. And Woodall muffed it into the net. DU on the set. The bump and back over didn't quite get it.
Rulon stuck it in the net there.
That was Woodall, I believe, Stu.
All right. 8-7. And regardless, Gabby comes back up, keeps the separation for the DUs by two with the killer into the back left corner. Good play there by Pecora. That'll teach you to correct the voice of the Penguins, Josh. Here is Swingle with the serve. Here's Maduli. Oh, no. Maduli lays in the tough killer there, and the DUs couldn't do anything with it, Josh. Brown comes up on her feet again. Well, she's just chattering the whole time. 9-8.
Pretty much. She's Brown is up
intense.
On her feet. She's intense. She's chewing gum. She looks like Bobby Bowden right
now. I like the I like her intensity a lot. 9-8. Oh, man. And Pecora unleashes one right at the mug of LaRusso. All LaRusso could do is bend out of the way of it. 10-8.
Oh, no doubt. That has some fire on it. I think Coach Brown, some reminds me of a little bit of Mike Dicka with the gum, maybe.
Okay, now here's the service by Pecora, and that one goes down. And the Penguins lead by three again. 11-8. Penguins are up 2-1 in games, fans. Gabby to serve. LaRusso out. She's back to the bench as Christina Donathan, the 5'6 sophomore out of Mililani, has re-entered. Here's Gabby from the middle row. Into the back row now. Gabby. Oh, brother. Nice set there by the Silver Swords. And the killer by Tua Tagaloa. 12-8.
Great
12-8,
Tagaloa.
Fans. Yeah, that was it. She saw that thing a mile away and took it. That was great. Penguins are halfway there. Here's a softy by the Silver Swords. Grand helps it across, but not a lot on it. Here's the bump over to Vivieros. Vivieros sticks it in the kneecap of Swingle, and that one drops. And Silver Swords with the point, 12-9. And back in after a very short break, LaRusso. Back to the bench is Donathan. Donathan just comes in for one or two points and then rotates back out. Here's Gabby, back row. Gabby with a flat footer. LaRusso to Gabby, who bumps it up nicely. Tiana goes to the back row. It's bumped up by Inamasu. Penguins are on defense. LaRusso, oh, man. Oh, no, and Swingle slipped. Swingle was diving after Josh, and she slipped.
Yeah, great effort by Swingle, but that was kind of far out there. I don't even know what the dive she could have got there, but great effort
right.
by the DUs.
Yeah,
we're
right.
still up in this one, Stu. We can maintain. All we have to do is keep our composure.
12-10, service by Pedro. Oh, no. Helped up by the Penguins. It's dug out. Here's Gabby. Somehow the DUs got that alive. Oh, no. Poor communication
by the Shaman Odds, Josh, and two of them went after it at the same time. They both bumped it, and it was dead. 13-10, Laurel Grand a serve. Here's Grand. Grand with another nice serve. Penguins are in kind of a nice groove here in game four. And Deanna with the block, and it goes down 14-10.
And the DUs are slowly but surely picking up momentum in this game, Stu.
Yep, they're eating away at it now. 14-10, approaching the red zone. See if the Penguins can hold on. We're just within minutes away of their first conference victory. If the Penguins can hold on in game four. And this one is called in on the killer by LaRusso. And LaRusso pounds it into the back row. It's in by a foot. Uh-oh. And now Coach Brown has rotated Taualoa back in there. So with LaRusso and Taualoa in your front row, this is trouble. That's their two best blockers and their two best hitters. Now the back set to LaRusso. LaRusso unleashes a fury. And this one ends up in the black hole. Chaminade with the point, 14-12. Roger up on his feet, giving instructions, barking out the orders. Roger's not had the sour face going tonight, though.
Oh, not at all. He seemed pretty relaxed.
There's an ace.
This game.
An ace is served up by Tanya Alvino, the 5'8 junior. Timeout. Roger Goodwin has called the timeout. 58 seconds away. 14-13 is your score, fans. Penguins on top. Here's Josh.
No doubt about it. We're always shouting out our sponsors here on radio.dominican.edu. Bon Appetit Management and Catering Company, food services for a sustainable future. Bon Appetit. They will be bringing food and nourishment to our Midnight Mayhem. Do not forget about Midnight Mayhem, October 14th, 10:30. If you're a DU student, faculty, alumni, whatever you are, if you're affiliated with DU in any capacity, show up. Show your support for our men and women's basketball team as we start them off right and cast them off right into their year, their first year of NCAA basketball play. Show up October 14th through the 15th, and we will be broadcasting that hopefully here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans. Let's get it started, Josh. This would be a nice night to get our volleyball conference victory run started tonight, 14-13. Penguins by one. Game four, Chaminade's got the serve.
We're 11 points shy from victory, Stu. It can happen.
Shout out to Chaminade fans listening in the islands and worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. The Lady Silver Swords have put up a great match tonight so far. Ball's in play. Ball drops. Whitney Vivieros with the winner. And Chaminade's tied it at 14. Penguins had a lot of momentum here in game four. Can the Penguins do it? Hughes got to hold on. Here's Alvino. Alvino gets it across in a nice fashion. And Tiana finds the seam. Oh, no. Chaminade saves it. Boy, what a great play. Vivieros now back row. Bumped up to Hughes. Helped over Swingle. Uh-oh, that's trouble. And the Penguins are trailing now. 15-14 is the Silver Swords. Vivieros, what a play. Boy, oh boy, Alvino now to serve.
No doubt about it. You had Swingo diving all over the place on that play. I believe she was airborne at least three times, dude.
Vivieros, great play there. Alvino to serve. Gabby helps it up. It's bumped up by Taualoa. Now it's just slammed across. Man, was that Vivieros? I couldn't see if it was Pedro or Vivieros.
That
one of those
Vivieros,
two.
Vivieros, dude.
Oh, boy, was that thing killed about 1,000 miles an hour, perhaps faster. 16-14, served now by Alvino, and the point given back. It was very deep and out of bounds. And Grand let it float. And the Tanya Alvino gave the Penguins that point. 16-15, Penguins trail, serving as Woodall. Here's Alvino with the bump. Now LaRusso, two touch. Alvino, game tied, 16.
It's a close one, Stu. They're going to have to maintain their composure and be mistake-free. The first team to make the mistake is the first one that's going to lose this one, Stu.
You could be right.
And not the little ones. I'm talking about those huge mistakes.
Viviero slams it at Swingle. Swingle takes it right in the midsection, but she can't do anything with it. 17-16, right in the breadbasket. Vivieros with the serve. Whitney Vivieros has really played a great game for her. I mean, she's been all over the place, serving and killing and slamming. And now this one's out of play. Left, wide left, Chantel Maduli, the 5'6 senior out of Honolulu. Game tied, 17 up, Tua Taualoa to serve. Oh, no, Tiana! Josh?
And we give away points. That's the last thing you can do.
18-17. I don't even want to talk about it. 18-17. I refuse to talk about it. No, I don't even want to go.
All right.
Stop. 18-17, the Penguins trailing.
You've heard Stu.
Here's Donathan to serve. I'm throwing down the gauntlet, man. Enough. Sand with the killer! 18 up.
A little redemption on that, Stu? A little redemption with that point?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll let you know in 7 points. Roulant to serve it for the D's now. She serves a nice one. Into the back row. Tons on it. Bumped up by the Silver Swords. Penguins alive. Here's a set. Gabby with the killer. Uh-oh, the block by Taualoa. Very effective, Taualoa. Boy, is she tough. Will you throw her up in the...
She is a
as a blocker.
Powerhouse,
yeah, she is something else. 19-18, D's trailing. Here's the service by Inemasu. Penguins pick it up. Roulant with the bump. D's don't do much with it. Here's the set, softly into the net, dug out. Oh, and a two-touch is called against Grand. Grand's arguing it, and I think Grand's got to be. Grand dug it out of the net. And they blew the whistle too early, Josh. That was not a good call, 2018. That was a terrible call.
No doubt. Graham did get the dig out, but they go ahead and called the two-touch.
Inemasu. I think Grant had a beef and a half there. And there's Gabby putting it right around the blocker, 2019. D.U. still in it. Woodall out. Malapai in. Swingle the serve. Penguins down by one. But up one in games, which is very important at this point. Here's the set by Swingle. Over to Gabby softly. Oh, no. Penguins all came to the net. They left little old Lachelle Roulant in the backcourt. And Roulant couldn't do anything back there all alone. She was on the right corner. They dropped it in the left corner. 21-19. Penguins trailing. Here's the service by Medulli to Roulant. Bumped up Swingle. Uh-oh. Roulant with the bump. And the scoop is called against Malapai. She was off balance. Couldn't do anything with it. Timeout called. Roger Goodwin. 22-19. Josh. This is getting late. We're in the red zone now. Can the DUs hold on?
DUs can hold on. We've dropped a few points here, but what the main thing is, we have to not, from this point on, you got to play smart, and you got to keep your composure. No matter, this team may go ahead and score. Chaminade is not backing down. Despite their record, they are playing like a team more so that's 13-1 and not 1-13. So one thing I have to say for the DUs, maintain composure, be smart, and make those smart plays, and the veterans are going to have to come through. This is when you see your vets step up, and you know what? We've seen a lot of great play from Sand tonight. Roulant has had some crucial plays, Grand as well. It's been an all-around effort from the DU so far, Stu, and I think we can pull this one out. It will be so, so significant to get our first PacWest win, our first conference win in NCAA right here at home.
Yep.
First
one
home crowd
in the Toomey era. I'd love for it to come tonight. Penguins are up 2-1 in the best of five in games. They are trailing here in game four, 22-19. Stuart Horn with Josh Johnson alongside on radio.dominican.edu. Here is the service by Medulli at the end of the timeout. She stands in the middle of the house. Oh, and she sticks in the net! 22-20. And that's something we have not seen from the opposing team in the past three matches. Here is Gabby Pecora. Can Gabby get it going for the DUs? 22-20. With a perfect serve. Set up now. Gabby with a nice high bump. There's a set. Over to Tiana. Tiana goes back row. It's bumped up by Inemasu. Penguins are on defense. Oh, it's saved by Roulant. What a great save. Here's Tiana softly into the front row. Grand. Grand bumps it and digs it out of the net. Helped over by Malapai. Diving for it. It's still alive. Oh, no. The Penguins are on defense. It's dropping. Oh, it was right over Tiana's head. Bumped up by Swingle. Here's Gabby into the back row. Inemasu with the bump. Another great save by Vivieros. Long rally going now. Here's Grand. It's in the air. It's still alive. On the Silver Sword side. Helped up. Roulant. No. She missed it completely. Roulant was diving for it. Josh. And
Roulant.
She absolutely miscalculated 23-20.
Lachelle Roulant, the true freshman, dug down there. She had the jump on the ball, had the dive, dug down, knocked it up, didn't quite get the power under she needed to, and that one hurts a little bit.
23-20, fans, ball's alive. Penguins help it over without much on it. Here's LaRusso, now it's game point. 24-20. LaRusso with the killer. Roger Goodwin wants to rotate Woodrow in and Malapai out.
And this is crucial, Stu.
This is huge.
This is huge. Defense. That's all you can say in this situation.
Game point number one. Here's the serve by Kylie Pedro, the 5'10 freshman. They give it to the freshman, and Tiana now softs it over. It's bumped way up in the air and set over to LaRusso. Uh-oh, softly. Somehow the Penguins are still alive, and it's killed into the back left corner. And the shot is good by Meduli. Game four goes to Chaminade, and it's tied. At two games apiece, Chaminade wins that one, 25-20. So we'll go to the tiebreaker now, Josh. We haven't been here all season long.
Not at all.
Team captains are meeting with Dante Segura. Segura is the referee closest to the scoring table. The captains from both teams are coming to meet with the referee, Dante Segura, to get a rundown on how this is going to work. And I believe we will go to 15 points. Final score was 25-20 there, Josh.
This is the same situation that the Silver Swords were in their past game versus NDNU. They fought back to bring it back to a game five. And the DUs are going to have to hold them off here and be able to deliver the win. That's what happens. It's not how you start. We started great, but it's how you finish, Stu.
Yep.
We got to be able to finish. And if we're able to finish and able to hold it down, the DUs can finally walk away and go home tonight with a Pac West win under their belt. I'm going to get that Cal Pack out of my system if it kills me, Stu.
No, it's tough to do. After 10 years of the Cal Pack, I know what you mean. We've been saying that a lot. But now we're in the Pac West Conference, part of the NC2A Division II. Right here at Dominican University of California, the home of the Penguins. And the official radio station at Dominican University is radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting from Mumbai to Dubai to all four corners of the universe and beyond. That's what they say anyway. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Jackson. Game five. Tiebreaker. First one in volleyball, NC2A volleyball history here at Dominican. Of course, that history is now only a couple of months old. We have a new athletics director in Terry Toomey. Roger Goodwin looking for his first conference victory in NC2A play. Wouldn't it be sweet to come tonight? The U's coughed up game. Let's see. How did it go, Josh? The Penguins lost game one, came back and won games two and three, lost game four. And now we're tied at two.
Now we're at game five. We got to stay on top. We got to deliver it. This is when you bring it home. This is when you come out. This is clutch, Stu. What we love in sports is when we get to be clutch. You got to be clutch. You got to come off and win. That's just bottom line. Someone's going to have to make a play, Stu.
This game will say so much for the Penguins' future.
Oh, no doubt. This game right now.
It'll be very telling. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it would be very telling. This tells, okay, can we survive in the Pac West? Can we survive NCAA play? This is big, not only for just the volleyball team, but for Penguin sports and all. This could be a very, very motivating moment for the rest of our sports teams. If we're able to come back and win this, we can handle NCAA play. We can make it happen. It's been a tough year. It's been an uphill battle, but
I don't think there's any question when we compete, but we would like to get this win. It'll come at some point, but that's one monkey you want to get off your back.
It reinforces the mindset if
that's
you get this
right.
win.
That's
it reinforces
a good point.
That mindset.
And you do want to clear that hurdle. So, can the Penguins do it? By the way, fans, we'll be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as the Penguins welcome in Hawaii Pacific. 7 o'clock side out, Saturday, the 3rd of October. That's tomorrow night. But for now, the business at hand. Penguins off to our right to start this tiebreaker off. Scored. Games are tied at two. Here is the first serve. It's taken by Pecora. It's bumped up by Grant, and it's helped over by Swingle. Now it's bumped up by Taualoa. Off balance, LaRusso. And LaRusso finds the middle of the court. Point Chaminade. All right, and the game does go to 15. Oh, the first service now, the second serve, I should say. The Penguins are down by one, but the point game only goes to 15. The Penguins are totally off balance now as the serve goes up. And the kill by Taualoa comes down, and the DUs can't do anything. And in the tiebreaker, game five, the Penguins trail 2-0. Here's the third serve by Alvino. She rips another one. Boy, can she pull it off. Alvino is just really solid on the serving. And Pecora picks up the first winner from the front left corner, Josh. Pecora unleashes the fury. 2-1. Here is the next serve.
That's what it's going to take, Stu.
By Roulon. You're right.
That's what it's going to take. Great play from your vets and solid composure from your freshmen. That is what's going to have to happen in this game.
Back right corner. Put down by Mali Limongo Taualoa. And, boy, the lefty Taualoa is so tough. 3-1. Boy, that was a great play by Taualoa. Taualoa is a sophomore. But that was a veteran-looking play there. And now a spike by Gabby. And the Silver Swords are on it. And the Penguins can't handle it as the Silver Swords returned it 4-1. Game to 15, Josh. It's as if every point is worth two or more. It's 4-1, fans. And it's getting late. Very late, game five in the tiebreaker. Only to 15. Grand slams one across. Back set now to LaRusso. She really hammers it. Now it's set to Swingle. Oh, man. And the Silver Swords hit one there that Swingle was going to hit deep. They took it and kept it in play. And Gabby helps it over. And now here's the touch. Oh, and the Penguins throw up a nice block. And the ball is touched in the net by the Chaminades. DU's creeping back, Josh. 4-2. Rogers going to bring Malapai in place of Woodrow.
Oh, this is when you throw the playbook out there, Stu. This is when you use
everything in the book. Here's Swingle with the service. It's do or die now. Let's put it all out on the table. Here is a nice bump by Graham. Now they set it over to Gabby. Gabby brings it! Pecora with the killer, 4-3.
We talked about vets showing up, Stu, and showing up when they needed to and being that powerhouse, and that is what Gabby Pecora just did, delivered the strike.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Swingle. Swingle with the serve, but there's that short set to Taualoa, and she is so tough. Man, can she hop. Taualoa is 5'10", but she gets way, way up there and just looks down, finds an open spot. I mean, the shots that Taualoa puts back aren't even touched. Oh,
defensively, she's tough. She's mistake-free defensively all night.
Here's Roulon with the bump. Now Gabby with the spike. Into the net. Pecora slams it into the net. Chaminade picks it up 6-3. 6-3, game to 15. Here's Donathan to serve for the Chaminades. She does so. Oh, Gabby took it again. I think it was going to be deep. Grand with the spike. Falling down. Chaminade keeps it alive. Silver Swords on offense. Now into the back row. Swingle. Now it's set by Malapai. Now Gabby with the killer. Oh, man. How did they keep it alive? Helped up into the net. Silver Swords can't dig it out. 6-4.
Another gasp of breath for the DU, Stu.
Yep, they're hanging tough. Hanging tough. And here is Gabby Pecora to serve from the center line. She bends the left knee. Focuses. Oh, Gabby with the ace! 6-5.
Gabby steps up once again.
That was huge.
The former Cal Pack Player of the Year, hopefully Pac West Player of the Year. She's able to carry out a great season, yeah. Stu.
Here's Pecora with another serve in the back row. Deep. Oh, brother.
Couldn't get him to bite on that.
That's
one.
That's as bad as putting in the net. The first one was very short. You're right. She was looking to get him to bite on it, and they didn't. 7-5. Boy, oh, boy. I hate to see Pecora leave that service line. Here's the next serve by Inemasu. Penguins are on defense, down by two. Check it, down by one. 7-6.
DU is fighting, Stu. They're not giving up. They keep fighting. But don't expect Chaminade to die down either. They got some powerhouses on this team.
Good play there by Tua Tagovailoa with the killer. Grand to serve. Penguins trail by one in overtime. Bump by Grant. Helped over nicely by Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, Grant into the net. It's alive. Dig. Oh, no. The Penguins couldn't dig it out. Twice into the net is just too much to ask. 8-6. Both teams will switch sides as we've reached the halfway point in the overtime. We are in game five, fans. Can the Penguins dig deep? They must dig deep if they plan to win this one. The question is, can they do it? They've not had a conference victory yet, but tonight could be the night. The trail by only two, 8-6, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. Back underway, the Penguins off to our left. Sand with the killer. Penguins trailing by 1-8-7.
We climb within one. Great play by Sand, the freshman. As we said, freshmen have to maintain their composure in these tight game situations, and she showed up far and beyond the call of duty right there.
Woodall to serve now. She rotates in place of Malapai. Here's Tua Tagovailoa with the block.
That's why we got her, Stu. That is why we got her. Tua Tagovailoa, the new addition, the X factor to our squad right now, and she has showed up for us tonight.
Woodrow with the big serve. Miscommunication by the Chaminades, but somehow they keep it alive. Here's Tiana softly into the middle. Somehow it's still up. Bumped up by Gabby. Helped over by Swingle. Now into the center row. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. Throwing up the block. Back row, Grand kept it alive. Uh-oh, terrible set. Penguins alive. Somehow, I can't believe it. Here comes the spike softly. Oh, no. Whitney Vivieros with the low butt of the hand. Softy dinked it over the front row, Josh. 9-8. Chaminade leading. Penguins call the timeout, Josh. 9-8, and it's getting very late. Game to 15, fans. This one is coming right down to the wire.
Oh,
Silver Swords are 1-13 overall, 0-5 in conference. Penguins are 0-4 in conference with a 3-12 record. Penguins must not only tie it, but then hold on and win by two, Josh. Game to 15, fans, in Game 5 on radio.dominican.edu.
No doubt about it, Stu. What do you think Roger is telling his team right now? They are within one, and you definitely know that Coach Brown is getting on her squad, letting them know, hey, we're ahead. You guys got to keep the lead. Roger's telling his team, hey, you guys got to stay on top of it. Be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This is going to be tough.
I think it's a contrast in coaching.
It
Brown
is
very intense, and Roger's pretty intense too, but Brown sort of takes the upper hand.
It is. It's like the Bobby Knight, Phil Jackson comparison, if you look at that in terms of coaches. Like one very, you know, excited,
yeah,
very hype, one more mellow, a little
yeah
more kickback.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She's much
but
more
both
Bobby
successful
Knight.
Both can be very successful styles, and we see that in this game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 9-8. Here we go, fans. End of the timeout has come. Penguins got to step it up here. It's a gigantic point in the evening's proceedings. And Kylie Pedro sticks it in the net and gives it to the Penguins.
A gift to the Penguins. We'll
wow
take those anywhere we can get
9-9, and we didn't expect that. Here's Tiana Tuatagaloa, who, frankly, in this position has not been good so far this season. But this is a perfect serve by Tuatagaloa. I love it. LaRusso with the kill, but the Penguins hold on. Now into the back corner. Put away by Sand.
The freshman is showing up. Ashley Sand is perhaps one of the best true freshmen we've seen in past recent years, Stu.
Penguins up by one now. Tuatagaloa with another fine serve. Wow, that one is a dead ball off of the back row. And a killer. And is it called in or out? Oh, they called it in. I didn't even... Josh, that was hammered down so hard by the Chaminade.
It was fast.
It was so hard, I couldn't even...
The human eye could not catch it. I couldn't catch it, Stu.
10 up, fans. Here's the next serve by Alvino. Uh-oh, Penguins in trouble. Bumped up by the Silver Swords. Now they get it over to Vivieros. Off the top of the net. And the Penguins trail by 1-11-10 now as Vivieros with the killer. And Alvino to serve again. Coach Brown on her feet, leaning in. He's really yelling up her girls. Bumped up by Tuatagaloa and an ace by Alvino. And the Penguins are totally out of position. Timeout, 12-10. DU's getting very late. Penguins cannot afford another mistake. This is it, Josh. We've passed the red zone. The Penguins cannot afford a single mistake from here in. I would say none.
None mistake. It's mistake-free. You have to play mistake-free.
And 12-10.
You said it, Stu. I can't say anything on top of that. You have said it. They just got to go out here and win. That's the bottom line. Right now, it's just win. By any means possible, but win.
12-10, fans, in Game 5. There's no tomorrow tonight. However, there is tomorrow. We'll be back on the air at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
No doubt about it.
But tonight, there's no tomorrow. However, there is tonight.
There's tonight. Tonight is tonight. Tomorrow, we can't worry about tomorrow.
We'll worry about tomorrow tomorrow. But for tonight, we don't worry about tomorrow. Tonight, we worry about tonight. 12-10.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight. And it has been a great night so far. Fine play by both teams. A few mistakes here and there by both teams. And it's coming right down to the wire. Here we go, fans. Alvino with a service. Penguins trail by two. Gabby with the killer. Penguins trail by one. 12-11. DU's trailing by only one now. Rulon to serve.
This is coming down to the wires, Stu.
Well, this is pressure on Rulon, and a great serve it is. Rulon puts it into the back row. Just a fine serve. Oh, no, and the killer is put down by Tuatagaloa with those massive hops. Boy, they set it to Tuatagaloa and forget about it. 13-11, fans.
It's close.
Penguins both trail by two.
Both these teams hungry for a win, Stu.
Vivieros to serve. Both teams winless in conference. Here's Gabby with the killer. 13-12. Pecora again.
Once again, Pecora keeps us in it, Sue. Her great play has once again kept us in it.
Woodall out. Malapai in. Swingle to serve. Penguins trail by one. 13-12. Here's the runner. A great serve it is. And it's still alive, and the Penguins have it. Here's the bump over to Gabby. Gabby softly into the middle. Uh-oh. Trouble. Now they're going to set it. Silver Swords have got it to the back row. Roulon bumps. Now it's set. Over to Pecora. Pecora brings the fury. It's very high. It's blocked by Malapai. It's still alive. LaRusso has it. It's straight up in the air and just helping it over. Bumped up by Gabby. Now it's over. Now here comes Gabby. Oh, no. It's bumped into the net. It's dug out by Grand. Malapai helps it over. Nothing on it. Now it's in the air. Oh, tough one. LaRusso into the back corner. Roulon with a bump. Dug out of the net. Grand helps it over. No, it's out of bounds. Match point.
Oh, great play by the DUs, but not quite enough. That was perhaps the best rally of the game, Stu.
14-12, fans. Match point. Serving it for the Silver Swords. Christina Donathan. She serves a beauty to Roulon. It's bumped. Set by Swingle. Gabby with the killer, still alive! 14-13, DU still alive!
This is MVP play by Gabby Pecora, Sue.
Pecora to serve, a match point, and a timeout has been called by the Silver Swords. Josh, this is coming down to it.
I'm getting goosebumps, Sue.
14-13.
I'm getting goosebumps. It is close.
Can the Penguins?
Pecora keeps coming through for us.
Can the Penguins do it? Can they hold on? We'll find out very shortly. Brandon Davis has cranked up the overhead noise.
It is getting hype up here. I can't even hear myself think, Stu. It's so loud. Can DU do it? Can we make it happen? Can we come through? 13-14. This is what volleyball is all about. We're going to do it, Stu. We got to do it.
All right, fans. 14-13. It's match point number two. The Penguins are going to have to win three in a row.
As Dickie B would say, this is what it's all about, baby. It's Penguin volleyball, baby.
Here we go. Pecora to serve for the Mighty Penguins in search of their first Pac-West Conference victory. Pecora serves a beauty into the back row. And it's set. And it's deep.
Tie game.
Oh, no. I thought... It's deep, and the Penguins get the point. I thought it was tipped off the front row. And it's 14 up. Hold on now. They want to talk to somebody. They want to talk
to
the back line judge, and they're going
to
ask if it was tipped. And I don't know if it was tipped. I think it was tipped. But they call it was not tipped, and it's a tie game at 14 up.
It looked good to me, Stu.
Timeout has been called now by the Silver Swords. Oh, man, Josh. Now the Coach Brown and just... Boy, she just yelled at the team and pointed the finger to the bench to get over here. Now the game is tied. Now things are very different, Josh. The Penguins held on so far. The Penguins have been creeping back, hanging on. Just when it looked like it was dead and gone, the Penguins holding on. 14 up, fans. 14 up in game five.
We got the student section singing Don't Stop Believing. Penguins. We can make it happen. Our first Pac West win, Stu. 1 point away.
No. Nope.
2 points away.
Thank you.
2 points. I'm
two
a little
points.
Excited.
You are excited, but we all are, Josh. 14-14, fans. You must win by two. And it's 14 up. Couldn't be much tighter. What a night it's been so far. Both teams are back out on the floor, fans. Here we go. The conclusion of the Penguins and the Silver Swords. From Chaminade University, and you're going to hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Here is Gabby Pecora, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year. Pecora with a beautiful serve into the back row. Just a special serve there. Now the Penguins set it up. Bumped by Pecora. Set by Swingle. Over to Tiana. And it's out of bounds! Tipped off the front row! Penguins by one! 15-14!
Pecora again. This has been all her in this fifth game, Stu. Her team has had a great role, but she has come through with the plays.
Penguins match point. Here's Gabby. Oh, a perfect serve by Pecora, and it has the Silver Swords off balance. Into the back row, Gabby. Set up over to Tiana. Here's the punch. Tiana gets it over nicely. Set up to the Penguins. Oh, no. And the killer put down by Maduli. And Maduli unleashes one to tie it up again. 15 up.
Oh, I'm getting nervous, Stu.
Yeah, very nervous. Here is the next serve. We are tied. You must win by two. Inamasu, the first team to win two in a row, will do it. Inamasu with a serve. Bumped by Gabby. Here's the set over to Tiana. Uh-oh, into the back rope. Set by Rulon. And the Penguins bring it up. Here's this big set. Back over to Medulli into the back row. Oh, it's off of the Swingle's neck. It's still alive. Oh, and it's still up in the back right corner right in front of the black hole. It's bumped up. Penguins have it. Big advantage for the DUs. Tiana, back row. Bumped by Inamasu. Uh-oh, Medulli's got it. Rulon keeps it alive. Helped up by Swingle. Set. Oh, no, the short set by Alvino. And it's match point again for the Silver Swords. Silver Swords have been very tough on the road. Here's Inamasu with the match point, 16-15. Bumped up by Rulon, catches it very high on the arms. Helped over by Tiana. Now the bump. Here's the set. Off the back row. Match over. Silver Swords take the win tonight. Steal it away from the Penguins. 17-15 your final. The DUs wanted it something terrible, but they couldn't get it in Game 5. Shout out and props to the Silver Sword fans listening worldwide. What a match.
They now go ahead, Stu.
The ladies from Chaminade University put out there tonight. Great effort by Chaminade. Shout out to the Penguin fans listening worldwide. A great effort tonight. Just not enough. Silver Swords pick up the win on the road. That sends the Silver Swords to 1-5 in conference. Penguins 0-5 in conference. So close down the wire, Josh.
You hate to lose these ones. These are the tough ones when you fought hard. You try to get back in it. You hate to lose these at home, Stu, but you know what? We'll take this one. It does nothing but make us better. Tomorrow night, we have a chance to go out and take it out against our next opponent, Stu.
Tough night for the Penguins. Good play all the way around. Boy, they wanted the W so badly. That'll do it, fans. For Josh Johnson and the rest of the broadcasters here at DU Radio, Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins losing five. Our next broadcast tomorrow night. Penguins welcoming in Hawaii Pacific in the house. Conlin Center, side out 7 o'clock. Josh and I will be here. We'll see you then on radio.dominican.edu.